The 7,267th meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is the situation in Afghanistan. The agenda is adopted. In accordance with Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representatives of Afghanistan, Canada, Germany, India, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Italy, Japan, Pakistan, Poland, Slovakia, Spain, and Turkey to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. In accordance with Rule 39 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite Mr. Jan Kubisch, Special Representative of the Secretary General and Head of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. On behalf of the Council, I welcome Mr. Kubisch, who is joining today's meeting via video teleconference from Kabul. In accordance with Rule 39 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite His Excellency Mr. Thomas Meyer Harding, head of the delegation of the European Union to the United Nations, to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of Item 2 of the agenda. I wish to draw the attention of Council members to Document S/2014/656, the report of the Secretary General on the situation in Afghanistan and its implications for international peace and security. I now give the floor to Mr. Jan Kubisch.
Madam President, esteemed members of the Security Council, you are meeting with the results of Afghanistan's presidential elections due to be announced within days, but with no political agreement on a government of national unity yet in place. Discussions stretching long into the night in recent weeks have brought the teams of Dr. Abdullah and Dr. Ghani close, but some vital issues have still to be bridged. This protracted deadlock deepens a crisis which had already taken a heavy political, security, and economic toll on Afghanistan. This is the reason that I am once again briefing you from Kabul, where my presence has been requested in supporting efforts at a final breakthrough. Madam President, there is quite simply no better way forward other than a government of national unity led by an elected president as certified by the Independent Election Commission, working in partnership with the new chief executive officer. All other options are either accompanied by heavy risks or undermine the country's constitutional framework. Both candidates have previously committed to the concept of such an administration and to abide by the election results, subject to an audit process. Agreeing the modalities of such an administration has proved more difficult. Final sticking points include how to best communicate results when supporters of both sides genuinely believe that it was their candidate who won and will accept no other result regardless of the audit. If there is not agreement by the time of the certification of results, new dynamics will be set in play with the potential to trigger further uncertainty, even the risk of conflict. The time remaining is now short, and by this I mean 1 or 2 days. A legitimate, broadly accepted political transition is necessary in providing a robust mandate in tackling the country's many challenges, including a burgeoning insurgency, a looming cash crunch, and an expanding illicit, notably narcotics economy. Finally, it is necessary ensuring that the international community has a credible partner for sustained commitments of assistance in what remains one of the most aid-dependent countries in the world. Madam President, it was at the request of the two candidates and Afghan authorities that the United Nations accepted a major role in support of the electoral process even as it remained the responsibility of Afghan electoral management bodies. The United Nations accepted this role as a responsibility, as the very core of a mandate to support the prevention of conflict. It was always understood that there was a reputational risk for the organization. It was, however, a risk necessary to take. I want to underscore my appreciation for the massive support from across the United Nations family, notably the United Nations Development Programme and Department for Political Affairs. With the Election Commission's final adjudication session last Sunday, the supervisory role of the United Nations came to a conclusion. Our assessment was that the audit provided a comprehensive and credible check on the process, unprecedented in its scale, depth, and scrutiny. Significant levels of fraud were detected and excised. What was also confirmed was that millions of women and men turned out to vote on the 14th of June in support of a peaceful democratic transfer of power. They for months eagerly wait for a long overdue agreement of the two leaders for a government of national unity. Madam President, the serious and growing challenges faced by Afghanistan require swift agreement on an establishment of such a government. A tactical shift in the insurgency, coupled with international terrorist groups, has seen attempts to not only disrupt, but to exert control over territory across the country. As ground engagement emerges as the leading cause of civilian casualties, civilians continue to bear the brunt of the conflict. In the first 8 months of this year, civilian casualties rose by 15% on the same period in 2013, with 2,312 killed and 4,533 injured. Overall, 16% more women and 24% more children were killed and injured due to armed conflict than the same period in 2013. Afghan police and army personnel are responding courageously, and I honor all those brave Afghans killed and wounded in the service of their country. Afghanistan's security institutions will require sustained support. A new administration will need to recognize mutually agreed legal frameworks in ensuring the necessary planning and preparations for continuity in international assistance. The confirmation of intent to provide ongoing support for Afghan security institutions at the NATO summit in Wales was most welcome. With the conclusion of the International Security Assistance Forum at the end of this year, I would also like to take this opportunity to recognize all nations who have contributed, as well as pay my respects to those individuals who have been wounded and the families of those killed. Madam President, the prolonged deadlock has also contributed to economic stagnation in Afghanistan with a dramatic drop in government revenues. A new administration will need to undertake urgent action in averting a cash crisis and ensuring the continued smooth functioning of the government, and in this it will need an emergency support from donors. Yet, it is longer-term economic and governance reforms that will be vital in improving revenues and addressing the increasing fiscal gap. In reframing and refreshing the Tokyo Mutual Accountability Framework ahead of the London Ministerial Conference planned for November, the robust engagement of the new administration will be central to ensuring clear Afghan priorities and direction. I would urge a greater focus on a pro-poor, rights-based agenda, including policies that address a burgeoning and largely unemployed youth population. Mainstreaming efforts to undercut the ever-expanding narcotics economy will also be vital, including through intensified regional efforts. Madam President, throughout my tenure, I have placed particular emphasis on promoting regional cooperation centered on Afghanistan, enhancing economic infrastructure and security ties within the neighborhood will be critical for Afghanistan's future sustainability and stability in a stable and prosperous region. I welcome the strong lead that China has shown in its preparations for the Tianjin Conference of the Istanbul Process, Heart of Asia. One of Afghanistan's most important and challenging relationships is with Pakistan. Under a new administration, a reset may be possible in moving forward on the shared challenges of border management, economic development, and counterterrorism. A new administration may also be a chance to breathe fresh life into Afghan-led reconciliation efforts for which the United Nations stands ready to assist. Madam President, this session will also be my last as head of the mission. It has been a challenging time to be in Afghanistan, but my privilege to serve. The confidence placed in the United Nations by all parties, domestic and international, including amidst the current events and in thinking about future peace efforts, has been inspiring. Going forwards, the United Nations will continue to have an increasingly important role both in Afghanistan and the broader region. I would like to thank for the support and guidance provided to me by members of the Security Council and other member states and international partners since I have started in January 2012. I also want to recognize United Nations, notably UNAMA colleagues, for their hard work, robust counsel, and genuine commitment. In particular, I remember my close advisor, Vadim Nazarov, and others who have paid with their lives. The aim of all our work, what keeps us committed in often challenging, difficult, and dangerous environments, is to support the aspirations of the people of Afghanistan for a more prosperous and secure future in stable and united Afghanistan. It is these wishes that must be to the fore at this critical juncture. Thank you for your attention.
I thank Mr. Kubish for his briefing, and I now give the floor to the representative of Afghanistan.
Thank you, Madam President. I congratulate the United States on its successful leadership of the Council this month. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Jan Kubish, Special Representative of the Secretary General, for his briefing and for his outstanding leadership of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. His tireless work over the past several months has been essential as Afghanistan grapples with a challenging election period. As Mr. Kubish's tenure is going to end, I wish him every success in his future endeavor. I also thank the Secretary General and his team for their support of my country throughout the election process, and also for the Secretary General's recent report on the situation in Afghanistan. On 5th April and 14th June, millions of Afghans cast their votes to elect the future leader of the country, risking their lives and defying Afghanistan's enemies to exercise their democratic rights. In doing so, they demonstrated remarkable bravery in the face of terrorism and a stalwart commitment to a peaceful, democratic, and prosperous Afghanistan. Madam President, the elections marked the end of Afghanistan's transition and the beginning of the transformation decade, a moment of tremendous importance as the country emerged from over 30 years of war. For the Afghan people, elections represented an historic opportunity to vote for hope, democracy, and lasting peace. However, despite the impressive turnout and enthusiasm of millions of Afghans, the elections turned into a protracted, complex, even at times messy process with many unforeseeable challenges. Disputes related to allegations of fraud in the second round and subsequent political turmoil necessitated substantial efforts to avoid crisis. To this end, with the support of the international community, both presidential candidates signed a joint declaration on 8 August in line with the political and technical frameworks agreed on 12 July. The declaration detailed their unified vision for a full audit based on agreed criteria prepared by the United Nations in the formation of a national unity government consistent with the Afghan constitution. Following the agreement, the Independent Electoral Commission, in close collaboration with the United Nations and the international community, carried out an audit in accordance with Afghan laws and international standards. In an exercise unprecedented in scale and complexity, the IEC evaluated every single vote from the runoff, from 22,828 ballot boxes in all 34 provinces. The audit was conducted under extensive national and international observation and supervision to protect the credibility and fairness of the election results. It has been an immense undertaking involving hundreds of United Nations staff, diplomatic personnel, international and domestic observers, agents from each campaign, and Afghan electoral staff. On behalf of the government and people of Afghanistan, I would like to express my appreciation to all domestic and international observers and staff who work day and night to complete the audit. We are grateful to the international community, particularly the United States and the United Nations, and namely to President Obama, Secretary John Kerry, who were either by phone or directly in touch with candidates, traveled to Afghanistan for, and Mr. Jan Kobish and other UN colleagues for supporting the audit process and for their role in facilitating negotiations and cooperation between the two campaign teams. The Afghan people expect these efforts to bring a successful and prompt end to this process. The audit has now been completed, and we await the announcement of the final results. The Afghan people are eager to move past this difficult chapter and see a new government start its work in the spirit of national unity to preserve the gains of the last decade and bring peace and prosperity to all. As President Karzai reiterated yesterday, the Afghan people urgently need to see the process come to a close and a new president and government inaugurated. President Hamid Karzai cheered this morning with the elders, the jihadi leaders, and the head of 3 branches of the state to discuss election issues and the negotiations between the two candidates. Participants to the meeting expressed concern over a prolonged election process and said people have grown restless and are worried. The meeting decided that the elders meet with the two candidates tomorrow morning, to help to reach a quick agreement. Madam President, the last 6 months have been extremely challenging for the people of Afghanistan. The electoral impasse has seriously impacted the economy of the country, the security of the country, and the mindset of its people. To ensure future stability, the following issues require the immediate focus of Afghanistan and international partners. First, an increasingly dire economic situation, exacerbated by the political uncertainty surrounding the election dispute. The past several months have been a steep drop in economic growth, domestic revenue collection, and national income, amounting to billions of dollars in losses and threatening the long-term stability of the country. The government is doing its utmost to keep the financial stability in the country intact, but it will be difficult to resolve this impending crisis without international support. Second, a worsening security situation. The Taliban and other terrorist and violent extremist groups took advantage of the electoral impasse to destabilize the country with violence. Their use of suicide attacks, improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and rocket mortars in populated areas have caused a surge in casualties of civilians and security personnel, making this the deadliest period for the Afghan National Security Forces and the Afghan people since 2001. Cross-border shelling has further contributed to a dismal security situation and associated loss of life. While the Afghan National Security Forces has countered the majority of insurgents and in doing so demonstrated ability, professionalism, and courage, the shadow of the violence continues to loom large in Afghanistan. Third, a dangerous atmosphere of division and fragmentation. The political impasse jeopardized the resounding hope and enthusiasm so prevalent on the election day, and with it, the Afghan people's optimism for the country's future. We have worked tirelessly over the last decade to build national consensus in unity, but over the past several months, fears of return to the dark days of the past have reemerged. The Afghan nation would like to see humility, reason, and restraints triumph over mistrust and division. Only this will allow the country to build a peaceful and democratic future. Madam President, while immediate dangers require urgent focus, the successful conclusion of the election process and the formation of a new government will allow for further progress on Afghanistan's long-term priorities and commitments. The country continues to look forward to advancing towards its goal so that it can realize sustainable peace, stability, and prosperity at last. The imminent democratic transition offers an opportunity to reinvigorate efforts towards wider reform, inclusivity, and participation of all segments of Afghan society in the country's future. A new beginning will also allow for further progress on the peace and reconciliation agenda so that the armed opposition lay down their arms and contribute to a peaceful and prosperous Afghanistan. At the same time, regional cooperation will remain essential not only to peace and reconciliation, but also to stability and progress in the wider neighborhood. Afghanistan is dedicated to strengthening bilateral and multilateral engagements to enhance development and trade and to counter terrorism, extremism, and source of instability in the region. The upcoming Istanbul Process Conference in Tianjin, China, is an important step in this regard, and we appreciate China's leadership in moving this initiative forward. Madam President, Afghanistan is committed to long-term partnership with the international community, which will be crucial to the success of the transformation decade and beyond. We welcome the declaration of NATO in Wales earlier this month to stand ready to train, advise, and assist Afghan National Security Forces after 2014 in its enduring commitment to the country throughout the transformation decade. Ongoing support from our international partners is of vital importance as international forces draw down and the ANSF takes full responsibility for security throughout the country. We also look forward to enhanced cooperation between Afghanistan and the donor country. The Ministerial Development Conference to be held in London on 25th November will allow us to reaffirm and renew existing commitments as part of the Tokyo Mutual Accountability Framework and fortify Afghanistan's long-term partnership with the international community. Madam President, nations are building their own future. But in today's world, the international community has an important role to play in helping war-affected countries emerging from conflict. This is why we are here again today in this noble council to debate the situation of in Afghanistan. After 13 years of tremendous work and substantial gains, the Afghan people yearn to live in peace and security. As we move forward, stability is paramount not only to my country and my people, but also to the wider neighborhood and countries in the region have a major stake in peace and security in Afghanistan. It's crucial that the country does not again become a backdrop for political rivalries, and that the region and the wider international community stand by us to support the successful end of the election process. Thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Afghanistan for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Australia.
Thank you, Madam President. I thank Special Representative Jan Kubisch for his briefing this morning and recognize his indispensable, instrumental contribution to Afghanistan's transition, as well as that of the entire UNAMA team and the wider UN. I also, at this critical juncture, of course, that role remains central. I also thank Ambassador Tanin, as always, for his briefing. 3 months ago, we congratulated the Afghan people who, despite the persistent threat of violence by terrorists and insurgents, made clear their desire for a democratic future by voting in great numbers. The presidential candidates must now live up to the expectations of their own people. The timely, peaceful, and credible resolution of the electoral process is vital to Afghanistan's future stability and prosperity. The candidates must honour their commitments to accept the outcome of the full election audit, abide by its results, and work together to form a government of national unity. If the political impasse is not resolved promptly, then Afghanistan's successful transition is at risk, and this must not happen. UNAMA and international observers have played a vital role in supporting the Independent Election Commission and the Independent Electoral Complaints Commission throughout the full election audit, and we commend the UN for the rapid deployment of more than 120 election experts. The international community acted in good faith in responding to the request from Afghanistan for international supervision of the audit, and my own country, Australia, was pleased to support the audit, which was unprecedented in its scale and depth of scrutiny. The formation of a new government will clearly, of course, as we know, mark a defining point for Afghanistan, and the international community is looking ahead to the framework for supporting Afghanistan beyond 2014. We welcome the recent NATO summit declaration on Afghanistan, which sets key markers for NATO's support for Afghanistan beyond 2014, including the desirability of Security Council endorsement for the post-2014 ISAF successor mission. Australia is ready, with our partners, to work with the new government to cement arrangements for the international community's ongoing support for Afghanistan. The latest Secretary-General's report notes an increase in insurgent activity during the period of political impasse. We've also seen an increase in civilian casualties, the vast majority of which have been perpetrated by anti-government forces. Recent attacks involving large numbers of fighters are a particular worry. We're encouraged that Afghanistan's army and police have been able to respond effectively, including in the provinces. The growing capacity of the Afghan National Security Forces was also demonstrated throughout the election period. It's vital that the ANSF continues to develop and sustain its capabilities, particularly in provincial areas. Australia remains committed to supporting the sustainment of the security forces and institutions and will provide $300 million over the next couple of years for that purpose. Australia also remains ready to contribute to the post-2014 NATO-led non-combat train advise and assist mission. We urge the new Afghan government to conclude the necessary legal arrangements for this mission as an immediate priority. Also critical for a stable Afghanistan will be implementation of the commitments and reforms agreed at the 2012 Tokyo Conference. This is necessary, as we all know and repeatedly have said, for sustainable economic and social development. Afghanistan has implemented important legal reforms to combat terrorism, financing, money laundering and human trafficking. We recognise that Afghanistan's current economic challenges are a significant concern, and further efforts to tackle corruption and promote fiscal sustainability are an urgent priority. It's imperative that the incoming administration progresses implementation of the National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security, women's active participation in Afghanistan's political and reconciliation processes, and more primordially, recognition of and respect for their human rights will be a critical test of whether Afghanistan can hope to have a successful future and whether it will continue to attract international support. We continue to urge the full implementation of the Elimination of Violence Against Women law to build on the gains of the last decade. We welcome progress with the Action Plan for the Prevention of Underage Recruitment and look forward to its full implementation. The incoming government must also support a strong and independent Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission. UNAMA will continue to play a key role in support of Afghanistan beyond transition, including through its good offices, in promoting human rights and improved governance, and in donor coordination and facilitating humanitarian assistance. To conclude, Madam President, it's clear that the Afghan people desire a democratic and accountable government. Equally clear are the challenges Afghanistan faces on the road to a more peaceful and secure future. Australia, along with the international community, is committed to supporting Afghanistan throughout this transition, and we look to do so in close partnership with a responsive, transparent and accountable Afghan government. In concluding, finally, Madam President, I want to acknowledge the personal contribution, leadership and empathy of Jan Kubisch as he concludes his mission and thank him for what he has done to help Afghanistan embrace a new future. I also want to thank him for his support to Australia as penholder on Afghanistan in the Council, and we wish you, Jan, every continued success. Thank you.
I thank the representative of Australia for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of the Russian Federation.
Благодарю вас, госпожа председатель. Мы признательны господину Яну Кубишу за брифинг по ситуации в Афганистане и представление доклада генерального секретаря ООН, а также поспреду Афганистана Захиру Танину за его выступление. Мы разделяем опасения и тревоги, уже высказанные в этом зале в связи с затянувшимся послевыборным марафоном. Сегодня, когда дружественный Афганистан сталкивается с множеством вызовов в самых различных сферах, в области безопасности, государственного строительства, на социально-экономическом и гуманитарном направлениях, жить его многострадальному народу в условиях политической неопределенности – непозволительная роскошь. Как и все ответственные члены международного сообщества, мы внимательно следим за ситуацией, складывающейся вокруг подведения итогов президентских выборов. Отрадно, что пройден важный рубеж, завершен пересчет голосов второго тура. Параллельно между кандидатами, пусть и с переменным успехом, продолжаются контакты о разделе властных полномочий. Отмечаем, что в обществе и политической элите крепнет понимание необходимости формирования правительства национального единства. Без достижения политической договоренности между кандидатами на этот счет, афганскому народу двигаться вперед после стольких лет изнурительной войны будет непросто. Многократно возрастут риски серьезной дестабилизации обстановки. Хотели бы особо отметить работу миссии ООН и ее руководителя в плане оказания содействия афганцам в выходе из электорального тупика. Поддерживаем активную вовлеченность МОНСА в координацию международных гражданских усилий на афганском направлении. Считаем абсолютно неприемлемыми угрозы, прозвучавшие в адрес персонала миссии. Призываем афганские стороны разрешить ситуацию вокруг президентских выборов мирным путем. При этом необходимо, чтобы результаты волеизъявления были признаны большинством населения и основными политическими силами Афганистана. Очевидно, что решение вопроса о будущем президенте – исключительно внутреннее дело страны. Со своей стороны, готовы работать с любым руководством Афганистана, которое поддержит сам афганский народ. Госпожа председатель, Афганистан переживает далеко не самые простые времена в плане внутренней безопасности. Доклад это отчасти подтверждает. Да и перспективы в этой области туманны. Активизируются антиправительственные элементы, террористы, экстремисты разных мастей, готовые к решительному броску, как только будет окончательно свернуто иностранное боевое военное присутствие. И в этой связи мы вынуждены в который раз выражать удивление отсутствием в докладе даже малейшего упоминания об Аль-Каиде, как будто такого фактора в афганской действительности больше не существует. убеждены, что без объективного взгляда на нынешнее состояние дел двигаться вперед будет весьма проблематично. Затушевывать действительность недопустимо, тем более, что рост числа гражданских жертв, включая женщин и детей, которые продолжают гибнуть, в том числе в результате ударов и операций коалиционных войск, непреложный факт. Деградирующая обстановка, особенно на севере страны, чревата дальнейшим негативным воздействием на безопасность и стабильность Центральноазиатского региона. Это предмет нашей особой озабоченности, поскольку там находятся наши ближайшие партнеры и союзники. Добавляют неопределенности неясные планы тех, кто пытается в той или иной форме сохранить военное присутствие в Афганистане. Исходим из того, что любые новые формы военного присутствия должны быть тщательно выверены, приемлемы для афганского народа и руководства и должны получить одобрение Совета Безопасности ООН. В данном контексте напоминаем руководству Международных сил содействия безопасности о его обязательстве по резолюции 2120 представить в Совет Безопасности в декабре всеобъемлющий, подчеркну, всеобъемлющий, а не по образцу и подобию ежеквартальных отписок, доклад об осуществлении мандата, веренного МССБ Советом Безопасности. По объективным причинам, на фоне выборных перипетий, на задний план отошли задачи национального примирения. Рассчитываем, что после завершения электорального цикла новые афганские власти с удвоенной энергией возьмутся за продвижение этого ключевого аспекта нормализации обстановки в стране. Естественно, на основе известной триады принципов – сложение боевиками оружия, признание Конституции, ИРА и окончательный разрыв связей с Аль-Каидой и другими террористическими организациями при неукоснительном соблюдении санкционного режима в отношении талибов и Аль-Каиды. Госпожа председатель, доклады Управления по наркотикам и преступности по-прежнему рисуют мрачную картину творящегося в сфере наркопроизводства и нелегальной наркоторговли в Афганистане. Тревожит подтвержденный ООН резкое падение площадей, на которых были уничтожены посевы опийного мака. При этом общий оборот наркотиков составил стране в прошлом году почти миллиард долларов. Очевидно, что немалая часть этой суммы пошла на обеспечение подрывной деятельности террористических и криминальных группировок. В этой связи подтверждаем, что озвученные нами в ходе июньского заседания Совета Безопасности антинаркотические инициативы остаются на столе. В духе принятого тогда заявления председателя готовы, в том числе с задействованием площадки ОДКБ, имеющей полезный практический опыт в данной области, к конструктивной работе с коллегами по Совету в интересах реализации комплексной программы борьбы с наркопроизводством и наркотрафиком с территории Афганистана. Это важно не только с точки зрения прекращения финансовой подпитки экстремисто-террористической деятельности, но и для того, чтобы уберечь от героиновой зависимости жизни наших соотечественников подрастающего поколения. Мы будем настаивать на том, чтобы и новое афганское руководство, и все, кто планирует в согласии Афганистана работать внутри этой страны, уделяли неизмеримо больше внимания проблеме ликвидации наркоугрозы, несущей в себе масштабные риски для мира и стабильности не только в самом Афганистане, но и в регионе и далеко за его пределами. Такая борьба требует коллективных усилий, отказа от двойных стандартов и идеологизированных шор. Нельзя мириться с ситуацией, когда за более чем десятилетний период иностранного военного присутствия производство наркотиков взлетело на порядок. Госпожа председатель, региональные страны, региональное сотрудничество играют важнейшую роль в деле афганского регулирования. В этой связи особое значение в развитии политического диалога и экономического взаимодействия по афганским проблемам мы отводим Шанхайской организации сотрудничества. Тем более с учетом того, что в ее работе участвуют в качестве членов либо наблюдателей сам Афганистан и все его соседи. Заряженность на это подтвердил и последний саммит ШОС. Убеждены, что только путем сопряжения усилий международное сообщество преуспеет в деле стабилизации Афганистана, обеспечения его устойчивого развития и становления в качестве самодостаточного и мирного государства, свободного от терроризма и наркопреступности. В заключение хотели бы выразить признательность господину Кубишу за большую работу, проделанную им на посту главы МОНСА. Надеемся, что огромный опыт, высокий профессионализм и лидерские качества Яна Кубиша будут еще востребованы Организацией Объединенных Наций. Благодарю вас.
I thank the representative of the Russian Federation for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Luxembourg.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je remercie à mon tour le représentant spécial du secrétaire général, Jan Kubisch, pour son exposé. À travers lui, je voudrais d'emblée rendre hommage à la mission d'assistance des Nations Unies en Afghanistan pour le rôle crucial qu'elle a joué en appui du processus électoral au cours des derniers mois. Je remercie également le représentant permanent de l'Afghanistan, l'ambassadeur Zahir Tanin, pour son intervention. Je m'associe à la déclaration qui sera faite au cours de ce débat par l'Union européenne. Madame la Présidente, nous avons unanimement salué ici même, lors de notre précédent débat, la détermination et le courage exceptionnel des millions d'Afghanes et d'Afghans qui ont pris le chemin des urnes pour contribuer démocratiquement au futur de leur pays. Aujourd'hui, il est crucial que les espoirs placés par la population dans le processus électoral soient entendus et que l'aspiration générale à la paix et à la stabilité soit prise en compte. Nous voulons croire que les candidats à l'élection présidentielle et leurs partisans sauront se hisser à la hauteur de l'enjeu. Plus que jamais, nous les appelons à faire preuve de retenue dans leurs déclarations et dans leurs actes, à placer l'intérêt de la population afghane en tête de leurs préoccupations. Concrètement, nous attendons d'eux, comme ils s'y sont du reste engagés, qu'ils acceptent le résultat des urnes et forment un gouvernement d'unité nationale. Il n'y a pas d'autre chemin praticable. Le gouvernement d'unité nationale, une fois formé, fera face à des défis de taille. L'un d'entre eux est celui de la sécurité. Dans ce domaine, la nouvelle administration devra rapidement prendre des décisions. En particulier, il importera de procéder aussi vite que possible à la mise en place des cadres juridiques nécessaires au déploiement des futures missions internationales d'assistance aux forces de sécurité afghanes. Pour sa part, l'OTAN a une nouvelle fois réitéré, lors du sommet de Newport au début de ce mois, son ferme engagement à soutenir les forces de sécurité afghanes au-delà de 2014. Un autre défi pour l'Afghanistan est celui de l'économie et de la lutte contre la pauvreté. La mise en œuvre des réformes économiques et une coopération étroite avec ses partenaires régionaux seront essentielles pour relancer l'économie et ainsi améliorer le niveau de vie des Afghans. Une société stable et prospère s'établit également sur le respect de l'état de droit et des droits de l'homme. Dans ces domaines, il est important de reconnaître les progrès réalisés par l'Afghanistan au cours de la décennie écoulée, sans pour autant perdre de vue l'étendue des problèmes qui subsistent, notamment en matière de conditions de la femme. Nous invitons à cet égard le prochain gouvernement à n'épargner aucun effort en vue de parvenir à une mise en œuvre effective de la loi sur l'élimination de la violence contre les femmes. Et nous plaidons pour que l'amélioration des droits des femmes en Afghanistan forme l'une de ses priorités. En ce qui concerne la protection des droits des enfants, nous saluons le fait qu'un accord ait été trouvé le 23 juillet dernier sur la feuille de route visant à accélérer la mise en œuvre du plan d'action contre le recrutement et l'utilisation d'enfants dans les forces nationales de sécurité afghanes. Nous encourageons la MANUA à tenir le Conseil de sécurité informé à travers ses rapports périodiques des progrès accomplis par le gouvernement afghan dans la mise en œuvre de cette feuille de route. Comme nous le constatons dans maints conflits, une intensification des combats va souvent de pair avec un accroissement du nombre des victimes civiles. Cet axiome se vérifie malheureusement aussi en Afghanistan. La population civile continue d'être la principale victime du conflit. Les femmes et les enfants payent un tribut particulièrement lourd, comme nous l'a rappelé le représentant spécial. Nous sommes consternés par la forte hausse de 24% du nombre des victimes civiles au cours du premier semestre de 2014 par rapport à la même période en 2013. Ces victimes civiles sont dues pour les trois quarts d'entre elles aux forces anti-gouvernementales. Et nous voulons rappeler ici que les parties au conflit sont tenues d'établir une distinction entre civils et combattants. Madame la Présidente, pour conclure, je voudrais dire toute notre gratitude au personnel de la MANUA pour son engagement sans faille dans des conditions difficiles. Il est essentiel que la MANUA soit dotée des moyens nécessaires à la poursuite de son action aux côtés du peuple afghan. En écho à la voix d'autres collègues, j'aimerais aussi exprimer la reconnaissance de ma délégation à Jan Kubisch pour le professionnalisme et la maîtrise remarquable avec lesquels il s'est acquitté de son mandat à la tête de la MANUA à un moment crucial de la transition afghane. Par votre action, Monsieur Kubisch, vous avez incarné les principes et les valeurs des Nations Unies. Soyez-en chaleureusement remerciés. Et nous souhaitons plein succès à votre adjoint, M. Nicolas Haysom, qui reprendra le flambeau le 1er novembre prochain. Je vous remercie.
I thank the representative of Luxembourg for his statement and now give the floor to the representative of France.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Moi aussi, je remercie le représentant spécial du secrétaire général, M. Jan Kubisch, ainsi que l'ambassadeur d'Afghanistan, M. Tanin, pour leur présentation. Comme l'a rappelé M. Kubisch tout à l'heure, l'Afghanistan vient de connaître une phase intense d'activité électorale. En dépit des menaces et des violences, les électeurs se sont rendus nombreux aux urnes et ont marqué leur désir de contribuer démocratiquement à l'avenir de l'Afghanistan. Alors nous comprenons que les discussions se poursuivent entre les deux principaux candidats pour la constitution d'un gouvernement d'unité nationale et nous espérons que ces pourparlers pourront déboucher rapidement. Ils pourront déboucher rapidement sur un compromis acceptable par tous, dans l'intérêt du pays et du peuple afghan. Il est en effet essentiel que le nouveau gouvernement puisse se mettre au travail dans les meilleurs délais. L'audit électoral, conduit sous la supervision des Nations Unies et en présence de nombreux observateurs internationaux, s'est achevé récemment et nous espérons que les résultats de l'élection seront bientôt publiés. Au-delà du processus politique, les signes concernant la stabilisation de l'Afghanistan sont plutôt encourageants, mais les défis restent nombreux. La sécurité reste en particulier un enjeu de taille. La violence est encore très présente dans le pays. Les attaques récentes contre les civils, les forces de sécurité afghanes ou contre le personnel de la FIAS sont particulièrement préoccupantes. Ces incidents témoignent d'une volonté de l'insurrection, à l'heure où la communauté internationale fait évoluer sa présence dans le pays, de faire douter les Afghans et leurs partenaires de la solidité des progrès obtenus. Nous ne devons pas fléchir face à ces tentatives d'intimidation. Alors que l'Afghanistan est en pleine transition, l'appui et les efforts des partenaires régionaux seront décisifs. La prochaine conférence ministérielle du processus d'Istanbul doit être une occasion de progresser dans cette direction. Alors, il apparaît clairement que la MANUA sera désormais en première ligne de l'engagement de la communauté internationale. Comme le montre le secrétaire général dans son rapport, la MANUA a déjà commencé à assumer ce rôle à mesure que la transition de la FIAS est entrée dans son ultime phase. Elle joue notamment un rôle central dans la crise électorale que nous connaissons encore aujourd'hui. À l'avenir, la MANUA sera placée dans une situation plus centrale, mais aussi plus complexe. Le représentant spécial aura vocation, à travers sa mission de bons offices, à incarner la communauté internationale dans son dialogue avec les autorités politiques afghanes. Le mandat de la mission devra clairement déterminer ses tâches prioritaires, consolider ses succès, notamment la protection des droits de l'homme. Afin d'accompagner au mieux le nouveau gouvernement dans le renforcement de la souveraineté afghane, l'appui à la consolidation de l'état de droit et de la gouvernance démocratique devra constituer la première priorité dans le mandat de la mission. Le mandat de la MANUA devra également tenir compte des défis majeurs pour la stabilité du pays et à cet égard, l'émergence d'une économie illicite liée au trafic de stupéfiants devra constituer un point d'attention particulier dans la mesure où elle constitue un puissant facteur de déstabilisation du pays. Déstabilisation non seulement en termes de corruption et de sécurité, mais également en termes de santé publique et de développement. Nous pensons que la lutte contre le trafic de drogue doit être un élément central du dialogue politique de la MANUA avec les autorités afghanes, sans préjudice de l'action des autres entités des Nations Unies engagées en Afghanistan, comme l'ONUDC. Et à cet égard, je voudrais rappeler que la France est également, avec la Russie, à l'origine du pacte de Paris, principal cadre multilatéral des projets relatifs à la lutte contre le trafic d'héroïne en provenance d'Afghanistan. La phase 4 de ce pacte a été adoptée en mars 2013 et couvre des programmes d'action pour la période 2013-2016, orientés notamment vers la lutte contre les flux financiers illicites issus du trafic et le renforcement de la coopération régionale. Voilà, au moment de conclure, je voudrais moi aussi rendre hommage à l'action de M. Kubisch et au-delà de M. Kubisch, de l'ensemble du personnel de la MANUA qui travaille dans des conditions extrêmement difficiles en Afghanistan. Tous ont porté l'action des Nations Unies en Afghanistan à un niveau d'excellence qui fait honneur à notre organisation. Et nous sommes convaincus que les Nations Unies et la MANUA auront un rôle majeur à jouer en Afghanistan dans les années à venir, sous la direction de Nick Haysom, dont nous saluons la prochaine entrée en fonction. Je vous remercie.
I thank the representative of France for his statement and now give the floor to the representative of Korea.
Thank you, Madam President. At the outset, I'd like to thank Special Representative Jan Kubisch for his briefing. We appreciate his dedicated work in Afghanistan as head of UNAMA. I also thank Ambassador Tanin for his remarks. Afghanistan is facing a critical moment on its path toward democracy and stability. The Afghan people showed their courage and determination for a peaceful, democratic transition of leadership in the two rounds of presidential elections. However, the prolonged electoral process continues to affect the political and economic uncertainty of Afghanistan, as well as the efforts to tackle the multitude of challenges it faces. The full audit of the vote was completed by the Afghan Independent Election Commission, supported by UNAMA and global electoral observers. As we anticipate its final results shortly, it is imperative that two candidates abide by the result of the audit. At the same time, we urge the two presidential candidates to conclude an agreement regarding the formation of a government of national unity in accordance with their commitments on July the 12th and the communique on August the 8th. Both parties should assume the responsibility to respect the Afghanistan people's desire for a peaceful and prosperous future and to address the many challenges ahead of the nation. Any act of incitement and violence during this final phase of the election process and establishment of new government must not be tolerated. With regard to the security situation in Afghanistan, we remain deeply concerned about deliberately targeted attacks against civilians and UN staff. UNAMA's mid-year report on the protection of civilians in armed conflict indicates a 24% increase in civilian casualties during the first half of this year, over the same period in 2013. We also note that the worrying trend that engagements on the ground involving small arms and rockets are increasingly becoming the leading cause of civilian casualties. Lastly, with the drawdown of the International Security Assistance Force from Afghanistan at the end of this year, continuous and substantial international assistance is needed to support not only the Afghan security forces, but also other significant national institutions. We note that NATO leaders renewed their financial commitment to support the Afghan security forces until the end of 2017 at the Wales Summit. It is critical for the Afghan government to sign the necessary security arrangements for the establishment of a new mission to train and assist the Afghan forces. In terms of the implementation of the Tokyo Mutual Accountability Framework, we recognize the Afghan government's efforts to combat the illicit economy and corruption by enacting the anti-money laundering law as well as the combating the financing of terrorism law. We call for their full implementation at the earliest possible date. Madam President, the stability of Afghanistan is in the shared interest of the international community. We support a peaceful and smooth transition in Afghanistan based on a government of national unity with genuine partnership and inclusiveness. The Afghan people's aspirations for peace and prosperity demonstrated during the electoral process must be respected. Thank you, Madam President.
I thank the Republic of Korea for her, the representative of the Republic of Korea for her statement, and I give the floor to the representative from Chad.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je voudrais aussi remercier M. Jan Kubić, représentant spécial du secrétaire général en Afghanistan et chef de la mission d'assistance des Nations Unies en Afghanistan, ainsi que l'ambassadeur afghan, son Excellence, M. Zahir Tanin, pour leur présentation. L'Afghanistan a connu un grand tournant de sa vie politique avec la sortie massive du peuple afghan lors des élections d'avril et de juin dernier pour choisir ses leaders. Malheureusement, l'espoir suscité par ces élections a été quelque peu dissipé par l'impasse politique post-électorale dans laquelle se trouve le pays. À cet égard, nous saluons le rôle joué par la MANOA pour aider à décanter la situation à travers la signature de l'accord cadre de décompte des voix par les candidats à la présidentielle, Dr Abdullah Abdallah et M. Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. Nous félicitons et encourageons la MANOA pour le soutien en personnel, en moyens logistiques et techniques ayant permis le déroulement de cette audit électorale. Nous saluons aussi les efforts du secrétaire d'État américain, M. John Kerry, pour aboutir à la signature de l'accord en vue de la formation d'un gouvernement d'union nationale après la proclamation des résultats. Dans ce même esprit, le Tchad soutient l'appel récent du Conseil des oulémas afghans lancé aux deux candidats à résoudre rapidement cette crise et à former un gouvernement d'union nationale afin de répondre aux aspirations du peuple afghan. Nous réitérons notre encouragement à toutes les composantes de la société afghane, notamment les partis politiques, les autorités traditionnelles et religieuses, ainsi que la société civile, pour leur volonté de résoudre la crise par un processus de dialogue direct et inclusif, seul gage pour la préservation de la paix en Afghanistan. Madame la Présidente, la situation post-électorale actuelle ne doit pas occulter les défis majeurs auxquels l'Afghanistan est confronté et qui nécessitent l'appui constant de la communauté internationale, notamment dans le domaine sécuritaire, humanitaire et de lutte contre le trafic de la drogue, le terrorisme et l'extrémisme. Nous nous réjouissons des efforts politiques et diplomatiques déployés au niveau régional et international pour la consolidation de la paix et de la sécurité en Afghanistan et encourageons les promoteurs à continuer dans cette voie. Le Tchad félicite la force internationale ISAF pour les efforts constants déployés pendant et après la période électorale en vue d'assurer la sécurité en Afghanistan ainsi que pour les résultats remarquables en matière de lutte contre la drogue. Étant donné que le mandat de cette force tire vers la fin, nous soulignons l'importance de parvenir à une décrispation rapide de la situation politique en Afghanistan afin que la question sécuritaire trouve une solution durable après le départ de l'ISAF. Madame la Présidente, le Tchad condamne toutes les violences et actes terroristes perpétrés par les talibans liés à Al-Qaïda et les autres groupes armés. Ces actes inhumains et cruels constituent des crimes graves contre l'humanité et leurs auteurs doivent être poursuivis et traduits en justice. Nous considérons que le terrorisme, sous toutes ses formes et dans toutes ses manifestations, est criminel et injustifiable, quels qu'en soient les mobiles. Madame la Présidente, pour conclure, nous réaffirmons notre soutien à l'appel lancé par le secrétaire général des Nations Unies en vue de l'augmentation de l'assistance humanitaire en Afghanistan et à la décrispation de la situation politique par l'acceptation du choix exprimé par le peuple afghan. Nous saluons les efforts de médiation du secrétaire général des Nations Unies et de son adjoint chargé des affaires politiques, M. Jeffrey Fetman, invitant les deux candidats à reconnaître les résultats du décompte électoral suivant le protocole d'accord qu'ils ont eux-mêmes signé. Nous réitérons également notre demande à la communauté internationale et au futur gouvernement afghan de prendre toutes les mesures nécessaires pour le renforcement de la sécurité après le départ de la force internationale en Afghanistan afin d'éviter le scénario actuel en Irak. Nous rendons un hommage mérité à M. Yanukovych, représentant spécial sortant pour les efforts courageux et inlassables dont il a fait montre à la tête de la MANUA, et félicitons son remplaçant M. Nicolas Heysen pour sa nomination et lui souhaitons bon succès dans sa nouvelle mission. Enfin, nous félicitons et encourageons tout le personnel des Nations Unies et les agences humanitaires qui, en dépit des conditions difficiles dans lesquelles ils exercent en Afghanistan, continuent à donner le meilleur d'eux-mêmes pour venir en aide au peuple afghan. Je vous remercie.
I thank the representative of Chad for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Jordan.
شكراً سيدتي الرئيسة. أشكر السيد يانكوبيتش الممثل الخاص للأمين العام في أفغانستان على إحاطته ونشكره على مرافقته ومساعدته الشجاعة والمتفانية للشعب الأفغاني في أصعب الظروف. كما أود أن أشكر سعادة المندوب الدائم لأفغانستان السيد تنين على بيانه اليوم. ما زلنا نترقب عن كثب نتائج العملية الديمقراطية في أفغانستان، فلقد عبر الشعب الأفغاني بشجاعة عن إرادته الحرة في انتخابات تاريخية ونزيهة وذات مصداقية. نأمل بأن يتم تشكيل حكومة وحدة وطنية في أسرع وقت ممكن. لقد تحولت طموحات الشعب الأفغاني وتفاؤلهم بالتقدم الغط إلى شعور بخيبة أمل وقلق حيال المستقبل بسبب أزمة الانتخابات الحالية، وعليه ندعو المرشحين للعمل سوياً ودون تأخير على تنفيذ اتفاق 12/7/2004 بشقيه السياسي والفني والذي يشكل مخرجاً مناسباً من هذه الأزمة. كما ندعو المرشحين وكافة الأطراف في أفغانستان لاحترام طريقة تداول السلطات بالوسائل السلمية والديمقراطية وتجنب القيام بأي تصعيد سياسي يكون له عواقب وخيمة تزعزع مستقبل أفغانستان. سيد الرئيس، ستجد أفغانستان صعوبة خلال وبعد المرحلة الانتقالية في مواجهة جملة من التحديات الأمنية والسياسية والاقتصادية المترابطة، لا سيما مع استمرار قوى التطرف في العمل على ضمان عدم استقرار البلاد. وعليه لابد أن يكون هناك دعم دولي كبير ومستمر ونشط للحكومة الأفغانية خلال وبعد المرحلة الانتقالية، وعلى المجتمع الدولي الوفاء بتعهداته وتوفير الاحتياجات اللازمة تحديداً لدعم القطاع الأمني الأفغاني، حيث ما زال الوضع الأمني صعب وما زال المدنيون وقوات الأمن الوطنية في أفغانستان حتى يومنا هذا عارضة للهجمات الإرهابية التي يدينها الأردن بأشد العبارات. ولا بد أيضاً من استمرار دور الأمم المتحدة في أفغانستان ومقاومته مع التغيرات على الأرض خلال الفترة المقبلة وتعميق شراكتها مع أفغانستان، حيث لن يستطيع المجتمع الدولي أن يتحمل أي انتكاسات في أفغانستان. سيد الرئيس، إن التنسيق بين العمل السياسي والعمل التنموي والاستمرار في بذل الجهود الإصلاحية الأفغانية وتحديث الأولويات التنموية كلها ضروري لتحقيق الاستدامة الاقتصادية وتعزيز الاقتصاد المشروع، ويتوجب على المسؤولين الأفغان في هذه المرحلة الحساسة الاستمرار في الإصلاحات السياسية والاقتصادية وسيادة القانون والحكم الرشيد ومحاربة الفساد والمحافظة على المكتسبات التي حققتها البلاد خلال الأعوام السابقة، بما في ذلك في مجال حقوق الإنسان وعدم التفريط بها نتيجة للأزمة السياسية الحالية. وعليه نحث الرئيس القادم على مواصلة العمل في مواجهة التحديات الخطيرة التي تعيق حقوق الإنسان. سيد الرئيس، يحذون الأمل فيما يتعلق بازدياد التعاون الإقليمي وتحسن أجواء التفاهم بين دول الجوار الأفغاني واستمرار انعقاد المنتديات بما يعزز جهود تحقيق الأمن والاستقرار الإقليمي وبما يزيد من فرص التعاون الاقتصادي، ونرحب في هذا السياق بالزخم الإيجابي الذي تشهده العلاقات الثنائية لأفغانستان وجيرانها، وندعم في هذا السياق جهود الأمم المتحدة والدول المعنية في توفير الدعم لجهود بناء الثقة على الصعيد الإقليمي. وشكرا.
I thank the representative of Jordan for her statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Nigeria.
I thank you very much, Madam President, for organizing this very important debate. I also like to thank the SRSG Jan Kubisch for his briefing. I want to acknowledge the presence of the permanent representative of Afghanistan, Ambassador Tanin, and thank him very much for his statement that offers us considerable hope. Madam President, the enthusiastic participation by the people of Afghanistan in a three-month electoral process signifies a milestone in the political evolution of the country. It is also an indication that Afghanistan is on the path to peace and stability. We commend the efforts of the Independent Electoral Commission in ensuring the integrity of the electoral process. As part of these efforts, 110 and 784 electoral observers were accredited by the Commission prior to the runoff election, and an additional 2,000 polling centers were established within existing polling centers to improve accessibility. Out of the 6,365 that were open on election day, it is remarkable that only 140 polling centers were closed for security reasons. We are concerned that the persistent tension between political leaders has delayed the conclusion of the election process. We commend the efforts of UNAMA, the United States, and other partners in resolving this impasse by brokering an agreement between the candidates on 12th of July. We believe that this agreement and the communique of 8th of August, which called for the audit of all votes cast and the commitment of the parties to abide by the outcome, is a visible, feasible solution to the impasse. It is particularly significant that the two presidential candidates also agreed to form a government of national unity. We urge them and their supporters to respect these agreements and to ensure that the ongoing electoral process is resolved peacefully in the higher interests of the people of Afghanistan. We welcome the successful conclusion of the auditing exercise on 4th of September and expect that the updated results will be made public in the shortest possible time. This will mark a notable achievement of the first ever democratic transfer of power in Afghanistan. Madam President, it is disconcerting that the Taliban and other insurgent groups decided to take advantage of the protracted political electoral impasse and the drawdown of the international military contingent to carry out their disruptive activities around the country. We are even more concerned that civilians are the worst affected, with increasing deaths and injuries among women and children. We condemn these attacks and commend the dedication and courage of the Afghan National Forces as they continue to combat the terrorists. It is essential to consider expanding the listing procedure under the 1988 sanctions regime to include individuals in the Taliban who are responsible for the new wave of terror in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's continued engagement with its neighbors in the promotion of regional cooperation in this regard remains vital. We welcome the plans for the Heart of Asia Istanbul Process Ministerial Conference in Tianjin, China, designed to deepen regional cooperation, and urge the government of Afghanistan to seize the moment and maximize the benefits of this mechanism. Nigeria commends the renewed initiatives of the Secretary General and his team in seeking an enduring solution to the situation in Afghanistan. Most notable is his recent engagement with the parties, an effort which is already yielding tangible results. I would like to join colleagues who have spoken before me in expressing profound appreciation to Mr. Kubish for his astute leadership at the helm of UNAMA and for his remarkable achievements and accomplishments. We wish him the best of the future. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Nigeria for her statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Chile.
Y gracias, señora presidenta. Agradecemos las presentaciones hechas por el representante especial del secretario general, Jan Kubich, y por el representante permanente de Afganistán, Zahir Tamim. Comienzo mi intervención destacando el importante rol que ha asumido Naciones Unidas en el recuento de votos tras acusaciones de fraude electoral en la segunda vuelta presidencial en Afganistán el 14 de junio. Igualmente, nos sumamos al secretario general en subrayar la valentía y la determinación de los millones de mujeres y hombres que participaron en las dos vueltas de las elecciones, sea como votantes, candidatos, trabajadores de las campañas y las elecciones y observadores. Los esfuerzos del pueblo afgano por lograr que la transición en el liderazgo fuera pacífica, transparente y democrática fueron ejemplares. No obstante, tal como lo ha señalado el representante especial, todo ese esfuerzo podría quedar en nada si no se constituye un gobierno de unidad nacional a la brevedad. Por ello, la comunidad internacional sigue estando llamada a cumplir un rol trascendental de apoyo y de facilitación para crear espacios de diálogo entre todos los afganos. Es importante promover el diálogo, la inclusividad y el consenso entre los afganos, un factor esencial a la hora de construir un país capaz de sostenerse por sí solo con instituciones democráticas sólidas y bajo la vigencia del Estado de Derecho. En cuanto al proceso político, Chile apoya el proceso de reconciliación nacional dirigido y protagonizado por los afganos, con el objetivo de lograr la paz y la estabilidad en el país y, por cierto, en la región en general. Expresamos nuestro firme apoyo al activo papel del Consejo Superior de la Paz para promover los esfuerzos de reconciliación nacional. Igualmente importante es que el nuevo gobierno respete sus compromisos públicos y concluyan el acuerdo político sobre un gobierno de unidad nacional. Asimismo, esperamos que la comunidad internacional apoye al gobierno y al pueblo de Afganistán y colabore con estos para crear un entorno propicio para el proceso de reconciliación. Un Afganistán moderno, democrático y próspero depende en gran medida del éxito del proceso de reconciliación en el marco de una estrategia comprensiva de protección y promoción de los derechos humanos y de acceso a la educación, a la salud y al trabajo de todos los afganos. En este sentido, es prioritario que los progresos realizados por Afganistán en materia de derechos humanos desde el año 2001 se acelere y consolide. Es responsabilidad impostergable del gobierno de Afganistán asegurar la implementación plena de la ley sobre la eliminación de la violencia contra las mujeres para que los perpetradores de este tipo de violencia rindan cuentas por sus actos. Igualmente importante es que la comunidad internacional siga participando en asociaciones a largo plazo con Afganistán, apoyando sus esfuerzos durante la etapa de transición y más allá del 2014. Reiteramos nuestro llamado a que la comunidad internacional continúe apoyando al pueblo afgano, fortaleciendo sus capacidades para que puedan hacer frente a los desafíos de seguridad que el país se enfrenta. Concluimos nuestra intervención agradeciendo sinceramente el trabajo realizado por John Kubich y queremos desearle el mayor de los éxitos en el futuro. Muchas gracias, presidente.
I thank the representative of Chile for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of the United Kingdom.
Thank you, Madam President. I thank the Secretary General for his report And I thank Special Representative Kubish for his briefing and Ambassador Tanin for his remarks this morning. As this is likely to be his last council meeting, let me pay particular warm tribute to Special Representative Jan Kubish, who for the last 3 years has worked tirelessly to bring peace and stability to Afghanistan. We wish him extremely well in his future endeavors. Madam President, I will focus my remarks on 4 issues. The recent NATO summit, the electoral process, the next steps for Afghanistan, and the role of the United Nations and international community. The NATO summit in Wales earlier this month was an important opportunity to mark the achievements and sacrifices made by the ISAF mission. Afghan forces are now leading 99% of combat operations across Afghanistan and are proving increasingly effective. The summit also demonstrated the international community's enduring commitment to Afghanistan. We reaffirmed commitments made at Chicago in 2012 to sustain the Afghan security forces throughout the transformation decade. The United Kingdom announced that it will continue to provide more than $100 million a year to support the Afghan national security forces for the next 3 years. And work with international partners to train future leaders through the Officer Academy. Madam President, turning to the electoral process, let me acknowledge the superb efforts of Special Representative Kubish and his team for their work over the past few months in support of the independent election institutions in Afghanistan. Together, after a challenging period, they have worked effectively to conclude the audit of Afghanistan's presidential election. But, as the permanent representative of Afghanistan has made clear, the situation remains fluid and uncertain. As we near the end of what has been a protracted process, this Council must send a firm message to both candidates, urging them to engage constructively over the coming days as they seek to calmly resolve their differences and work towards an agreement that establishes a new unity government. They must continue to act in the best interests of the Afghan people. Madam President, the United Kingdom remains firmly committed to a lasting partnership with Afghanistan. Together, we must set out a constructive approach and press ahead quickly on key reforms and priorities. We look forward to the signature of the bilateral security agreement between the Government of Afghanistan and the United States and of the NATO Status of Forces Agreement as an important step to secure future international support. Of course, Afghanistan also faces significant domestic challenges. Urgent work is needed to stabilize the economy and to protect the important gains made on human rights, in particular those of women and children. An inclusive peace process remains essential. A new Afghan government must also continue to engage with key regional partners through initiatives such as the Heart of Asia process to sustain the important progress made to date. Madam President, the United Kingdom looks forward to co-chairing the London Conference on Afghanistan later this year. This conference will provide a further platform for the international community to demonstrate solidarity with Afghanistan, and for a new government to set out its vision for reform and delivery of our shared priorities. The support of this Council and the work of UNAMA will be essential in this effort, both in signalling our expectations and in delivering key assistance on the ground. This is an extraordinary time for Afghanistan. On the verge of a truly historic moment in their history, we urge all parties in Afghanistan to work in the interests of the Afghan people, and we urge the international community to offer their full support. I thank you.
I thank the representative of the United Kingdom for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Rwanda.
Thank you, Madam President. I wish to thank Mr. Jan Kubish, Special Representative of the Secretary General and Head of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, for his briefing, and as this is his last intervention in this Council in that capacity, I take this opportunity to commend him for his dedication and achievements in Afghanistan, together with his entire team. I wish also to thank the Permanent Representative of Afghanistan to the United Nations, Ambassador Zahir Tanin, for his statement. Madam President, Afghanistan continues to face significant political and security challenges. As we speak, billions of Afghans are still patiently waiting for the final outcome of the presidential elections, which will lead to the first ever democratic transfer of power in the country. The enthusiastic voter participation amidst grave security risks has raised hope and demonstrated the will of the Afghan people to assume ownership of their country. And it will be unfortunate that the current deadlock of the election results jeopardizes the future of the country. In this regard, Rwanda is encouraged by the agreement between both candidates on their shared vision on the elections audit and the formation of a government of national unity. While awaiting the results of the audit, we welcome the consultations initiated by President Hamid Karzai with both campaigns to end the gridlock and ensure that the current political climate does not lead to a relapse of Afghanistan into conflict. We call on both candidates to demonstrate leadership and help this process moving forward. At this crucial moment, Afghanistan needs continued international support. It is in this regard that we commend Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the United States Secretary of State John Kerry for their efforts in engaging both candidates to form a unity government. Madam President, for Afghanistan to realize a sustainable stability and security, we all agree in this Council that there should be an Afghan-led and an Afghan-owned peace and reconciliation process as a foundation for peace in Afghanistan and the region. However, this should not be possible with the current violence perpetrated by the Taliban and other armed groups, which we strongly condemn. We should be reminded that the prolonged political impasse is also a factor for instability, as it enhances the spoilers, including the Taliban, who take advantage of the situation to further destabilize the country. In this respect, we commend the Afghan National Security Forces for demonstrating since June last year their capability to ensure national security despite a number of security incidents, including attacks on civilians and UN staff. This being said, the international community must continue to support the Afghan forces in enhancing their capacity, both in training and equipment, especially during the post-2014 period, in order to enable them to decisively counter ongoing threats, including organized crime and illicit drugs. Noting a 63% decrease in opium production for 2014 compared to 2013, attributed to the efforts of the Afghan National Security Forces, we believe that sustained collective action is important in the region to curtail the continuing threat from drugs and organized crime. Regional cooperation, mainly with neighboring countries, is paramount in the areas of shared interests, such as long-term counter-narcotic campaign, security, counter-terrorism, reconciliation, and economic development. And we believe that the Istanbul Process Conference in Tianjin and the leadership of China are important in this regard. Madam President, the political uncertainties and a prolonged electoral period in the country have gravely affected the Afghanistan's economy, hence declining in investor confidence and poor revenue performance. We welcome in this respect the upcoming Ministerial Development Conference on Afghanistan to be held in London this November, and we hope that during the conference the donor community will be able to bridge the growing funding gap and that the new government will reaffirm its partnership with the donors in line with the Tokyo Mutual Accountability Framework. To conclude, Madam President, we believe that in order to overcome the enormous challenges ahead, Afghans need a strong leadership that will leave no stone unturned to ensure economic growth and inclusive governance while fighting insecurity and illicit drugs, among other things. With the drawdown of the international security assistance forces by the end of the year, we appeal to the international community and to UNAMA in particular to continue supporting the Afghan people and the new administration with a view to helping them overcoming the multifaceted challenges they face. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Rwanda for his statement and now give the floor to the representative of China.
谢谢主席女士。 主席女士，我感谢库比什特别代表的通报，以及阿富汗常驻代表塔宁大使的发言。近年来，在阿富汗政府和人民的共同努力下，阿富汗和平重建取得积极进展，同时也面临许多风险和挑战。中方希望阿富汗实现平稳过渡，让阿富汗人民能够聚精会神谋发展、搞建设。 在此，我愿强调以下几点：第一，中方欢迎阿富汗总统大选两轮投票工作总体顺利，这体现了阿富汗国家机制建设取得的重要进展，也体现了阿富汗人民对和平美好生活的向往。同时，中方注意到阿富汗有关方面围绕第二轮投票计票工作出现的分歧。 我们欢迎联合国阿富汗援助团在选举审计过程中积极发挥作用。我们真正希望阿富汗有关各方从国家和人民的根本利益出发，通过对话协商、妥善解决分歧，尽快完成选举进程，并组建新政府，维护国家的稳定和团结。第二， 中方坚定支持阿富汗人民为实现阿人主导、阿人所有、阿人主导、阿人所有的民主和解进程的努力，支持阿富汗高级和平委员会发挥重要作用。我们希望国际社会帮助阿富汗自主推进和解进程，欢迎阿富汗邻国为此提供建设性的帮助。第三，中方对阿富汗部分地区安全事件增多、 平民伤亡人数居高不下，深表关切。我们支持阿富汗加强国家安全部队和警察部门的能力建设，有效应对各类安全威胁，欢迎国际社会继续为此提供帮助。同时，相关国际努力应妥善照顾有关各方，特别是地区国家的合理关切。第四， 中方呼吁国际社会兑现援助承诺，确保经济援助和支持不断档，重点帮助阿富汗落实国家优先发展计划，提高阿富汗自主实现经济社会发展的能力，铲除恐怖主义、毒品生产走私和跨国有组织犯罪滋生的土壤。第五，中方支持阿富汗更加深入地参与地区合作，在相互尊重、 平等互利基础上，增进与地区国家互信和格林语合作，并充分发挥上海合作组织等区域机制的作用，实现共同安全与发展，推动阿富汗问题朝着符合阿富汗和本地区各国人民共同利益的方向发展。第六，中方支持联合国在解决阿富汗问题的国际努力中发挥协调作用。 希望联阿援助团根据安理会授权及其履行职责，与阿富汗政府加强沟通，协调国际社会援助阿富汗的努力，增强国际社会对阿富汗过渡转型的信心。我们赞赏库比什先生为推动阿富汗和平重建发挥的重要作用，并祝你今后一切顺利。主席女士，作为阿富汗的邻国， 中国始终尊重阿富汗的主权、独立和领土完整，尊重阿富汗人民根据本国国情选择的发展道路，积极参与阿富汗和平重建，致力于深化两国战略合作伙伴关系，期待看到一个团结、稳定、发展和友善的阿富汗。中国近期任命了外交部阿富汗事务特使，以加强与阿富汗及有关各方的联系和协调。 我们将继续与阿富汗政府及有关各方保持沟通，尽快重新确定伊斯坦布尔进程第四次外长会的会期。中国愿同国际社会一道，为阿富汗早日实现政治和解与经济振兴，走上持久和平与可持续发展道路发挥建设性作用。谢谢主席女士。
I thank the representative of China for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Lithuania.
I would like to thank SRSG Jan Kubisch for his briefing and express my delegation's appreciation for his leadership throughout his tenure at the helm of UNAMA. I also thank Ambassador Danin for his statement. Madam President, with the support of the international community during the last decade, Afghanistan has made significant progress in a number of areas, including the rule of law, national capacity building, human rights, women's participation, education and health system, as well as infrastructure development. The elections earlier this year reaffirmed the desire of the Afghan people to assume responsibility for the future of their country. Voter turnout spoke for itself. Many chose to vote in spite of intimidations and threats to their lives. As the preliminary results of the presidential runoff audit are to be announced, we strongly urge the two contenders, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah and Dr. Ashraf Ghani, to place the interests of their people above all else and to translate their political passion for the future of Afghanistan into the formation of a national unity government. Utmost care must be taken to avoid any acts that could derail Afghanistan's historic transformation. The leading role of the United Nations in responding to Afghan requests to support the 12th July agreement is much appreciated. Audit supervision has been unprecedented in its scale, depth, and scrutiny. UNAMA's outstanding work and coordination of ISAF, EU, and OSC teams have been of critical importance to ensuring an outcome that generally reflects the will of the Afghan people. Madam President, the attempts by terrorist and insurgent networks to take advantage of the protracted electoral crisis and the growing levels of violence in the country are of great concern. The sharp increase in civilian deaths and injuries in 2014 resulting from escalating ground engagements between anti-government elements and Afghan national security forces, terrorist acts, and the use of improvised explosive devices, particularly in civilian populated areas, is a worrying trend. We urge all parties to uphold their obligations under international humanitarian and human rights law to protect civilian population. The perpetrators of acts of violence against civilian population must be brought to account. We also condemn all incitement and attacks against UN and other international staff, aid and medical workers, as well as their assets and facilities. Putting an end to impunity for such attacks is a must. Accountability must become part and parcel of how the new Afghanistan operates. Continued international assistance will be essential in the years to come in order to sustain Afghanistan's transformation. We welcome the Wales Summit Declaration on Afghanistan, which stresses the importance of post-2014 Resolute Support Mission, contributing to the further development of professional Afghan security forces, and sends a strong signal on the necessity of continued international support for the protection of human rights, development of education, health and social sectors, as well as long-term political and economic cooperation. In this context, we stress the urgency of concluding the SOFA agreement so that future security assistance can proceed smoothly. Lithuania remains committed to supporting Afghanistan's development and democracy. Our cooperation with and assistance to the Afghan people, including financial support to Afghan national security forces, will continue as stated at the Chicago Summit, Tokyo Conference, and other meetings on Afghanistan. Lithuania will closely work with Afghanistan beyond 2014 as part of a new training mission once all necessary agreements are in place. Madam President, we're well aware of the challenges that lie ahead of the country. Further progress is needed towards peace and reconciliation, strengthening regional ties, including through the Istanbul process and bilaterally, as well as tackling illicit economy, advancing the rule of law. The new government will have to step up actions aimed at addressing the country's economic situation, combating corruption and drug trafficking, in which other delegations have spoken, as well as implementation of measures aimed at combating the financing of terrorism and money laundering. In regard to women's rights, we note that incidents of violence against women remain underreported, especially in rural areas, for fear of social stigma, exclusion, or reprisals. We encourage the Afghan government, as our Australian and Luxembourg colleagues have done, to continue efforts aimed at implementing the Afghan National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security, the 2013 CEDAW recommendations, and the 2009 Elimination of Violence Against Women law. Women's genuine and meaningful participation in peace and reconciliation, including peace jirgas and provisional councils, is an integral part of fostering durable peace and development in the country. Ensuring women's safety and dignity in the workplace is key for women to join civil service. The recruitment, training, and retention of women in the Afghan National Security Forces must also be pursued vigorously. To conclude, Madam President, the presidential contestants' acceptance of the election results and the formation of a national unity government are the most imminent priorities for Afghanistan today. All eyes are on the two contenders. They cannot, must not fail the expectations of a nation which has been through so much. Afghanistan needs strong leadership and a viable, capable national unity government, a solid partner for the international community, which stands ready to continue to work closely with the country to create a sustainable, peaceful, and prosperous future for all Afghan people. I thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Lithuania for her statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Argentina.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Agradezco al representante especial Jan Kubis por la presentación del informe del secretario general, así como también al representante permanente de Afganistán, embajador Tanin, por su presentación. Señora presidenta, en momentos en que se aguarda el resultado de la segunda vuelta electoral de los comicios presidenciales, la Argentina llama a los candidatos y a las partes involucradas a aceptar el resultado del recuento de votos a fin de que el país continúe consolidando su transición política y logre fortalecer la estabilidad y cimentar su unidad nacional. Los desafíos que aguardan a las nuevas autoridades son bien conocidos e incluyen el deseo general de paz del pueblo afgano y las relaciones cordiales con los países vecinos de la región. En este sentido, saludamos los esfuerzos llevados adelante por Naciones Unidas y por el secretario de Estado de los Estados Unidos para generar un espacio de diálogo entre ambos candidatos a la presidencia y obtener un compromiso de que la transición política estará en manos de un gobierno de unidad nacional. También destacamos los esfuerzos realizados por Afganistán y Pakistán a fin de generar una mayor y mejor cooperación en el ámbito de la seguridad nacional, que pueda ser extensivo también a otros temas importantes. Señora presidenta, la Argentina nota con preocupación el aumento de los incidentes en materia de seguridad producidos durante y con motivo de la segunda vuelta electoral en Afganistán. Lamentamos los ataques llevados adelante por el Talibán, así como aquellos producidos por bandas criminales y grupos terroristas nacionales e internacionales. En este sentido, tomamos nota que estos ataques fueron llevados adelante no solo contra objetivos militares, sino también civiles, generando mayoritariamente víctimas entre inocentes, en particular mujeres y niños. Coincidimos con el secretario general en destacar el papel de las fuerzas de seguridad de Afganistán, que han demostrado su capacidad y efectividad para hacer frente a las múltiples amenazas a la paz en el país. Sin embargo, como bien lo expresa el informe del secretario general, esta actuación necesitará aún en mayor o menor medida del apoyo de la comunidad internacional durante los próximos años, si se quiere lograr la paz y estabilidad a largo plazo. Señora presidenta, llamamos la atención acerca de la necesidad de intensificar los esfuerzos humanitarios contra la crónica desnutrición infantil que existe en el país. Destacamos por esto la asignación de recursos por parte del Fondo Común Humanitario a fin de priorizar el apoyo a la respuesta de Naciones Unidas y otros socios no gubernamentales en aquellas provincias en que la situación de desnutrición resulta más aguda y problemática. Además, damos la bienvenida al progreso alcanzado en la implementación del Plan de Acción para la Prevención del Reclutamiento de Menores. Señora presidenta, la Argentina apoya los esfuerzos para prevenir la producción y el tráfico de drogas en Afganistán. Y destacamos el importante papel que las Naciones Unidas juegan en el monitoreo de la situación de drogas en Afganistán y su apoyo a los esfuerzos nacionales, así como la importancia de coordinar las diferentes agencias del sistema para la implementación de un enfoque comprensivo sobre el tema. Finalmente, destacamos que el rol de las Naciones Unidas continúa siendo fundamental, tanto para asistir al futuro gobierno de unidad nacional a cumplir con sus obligaciones en materia de seguridad y desarrollo, como para colaborar en la coordinación de la asistencia humanitaria y la lucha contra la producción y tráfico de drogas. Confiamos plenamente y apoyamos el trabajo que la UNAMA y el representante especial del secretario general tienen por delante. Muchas gracias.
I thank the representative of Argentina for his statement. I shall now make a statement in my capacity as the representative of the United States. Special Representative Kubish, thank you for your briefing today. and for your ongoing leadership in challenging circumstances. We wish you all the best and are grateful to you for your service in a very difficult assignment. Thank you, Ambassador Tanin, for your statement, which eloquently conveyed the stakes of the current impasse. My remarks today will center on two issues, the election and the role of UNAMA and the international community going forward. First, on the election. As the efforts to finalize the results of the election proceed, we should not lose sight of the commitment of the Afghan people to their democracy. Many Afghan voters took real risks and overcame fears for their safety to cast their ballots. No matter who they voted for, their votes were an affirmation of Afghans' desire to shape their country's future. We commend Afghan auditors and observers for the critically important part that they have played in this process. We also commend the UN, and in particular UNAMA and UNDP, for their constructive role in the electoral process. One of the Afghans who voted was Mohammed Ismail, a tire shop owner in Kabul. In the June runoff, he brought his six-year-old daughter, Nida, with him to the polls. She insisted, Mohammed told the New York Times, "When I told her she didn't have a voter card, she told me she would use mine," he said. "I never thought I'd have the chance to bring my daughter to participate in a vote." The turnout of people like Mohammed is a measure of the progress Afghanistan has made in the last 13 years. That progress has come at a high price, as the suicide attack in Kabul earlier this week, which killed three people and wounded five more, brought into stark relief. So many people have given their lives to build a more democratic, secure, and prosperous Afghanistan. And while there have been some setbacks, the progress is real. Afghans have seen improved access to education for all children, including girls. Less than 1 million students were enrolled in school in 2001, none of them girls. Today, more than 8.3 million students attend school, a third of them girls. Healthcare has improved dramatically. A decade ago, 10% of the Afghan people had access to basic health services. Today, nearly two-thirds do. During this decade, Afghanistan has seen the fastest gains in life expectancy, maternal health, and child health in the entire world. In 2001, there was virtually no independent Afghan media, only Taliban propaganda. Today, Afghans can listen to 175 FM radio stations, watch 75 TV channels, and read hundreds of print publications. All of that progress has changed people's lives for the better. And the admirable patience of most Afghans with the democratic process, particularly through the recent recount, is a reflection of that progress as well. All of this progress now hangs in the balance. Until now, the candidates have been willing to stay at the table and work toward a compromise that would avoid the kind of divisions that could undermine Afghanistan's advancements toward greater stability. Both have openly expressed their commitment to putting Afghanistan's future first. Our message to them today is to persevere in that effort and forge a durable compromise. Second, we support UNAMA's ongoing efforts to assist the Afghanistan government, from building good governance and strengthening economic development to promoting regional cooperation. UNAMA has been Afghanistan's partner since 2002 and will continue to play a role in the country's development. The United States is also committed to Afghanistan's ongoing growth, development, and security and will remain a close partner of the Afghan government. That commitment to Afghanistan is rooted in the strategic partnership that we entered into in 2012. We look forward to working with the new Afghan government to align our development assistance with its priorities and uphold the Tokyo Mutual Accountability Framework. NATO allies and partner nations stand ready to continue to train, advise, and assist the Afghan National Security Forces after 2014. Their mission will be based on the sound legal footing provided by the U.S.-Afghanistan Bilateral Security Agreement and the NATO-Afghanistan Status of Forces Agreement, which we hope will be concluded soon. The proposed plan announced at the recent summit in Wales is for the new NATO mission to be conducted in full partnership with the government of Afghanistan. In the coming months, we hope to work with the members of the Security Council to develop a resolution welcoming the government of Afghanistan's decisions on this agreement. Not long ago, an election in Afghanistan would itself have been unthinkable. Today, a six-year-old girl can insist that her father take her along when he casts his vote. That should give us all hope for Afghanistan's future, and it should inspire the country's leaders to reach a political compromise, helping ensure that one day that girl can cast her own ballot. Thank you. I now resume my function as president of the council, and I give the floor to the representative of India.
Thank you, Madam President. Let me begin by thanking you for organizing today's debate on the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan. We thank SRSG Jan Kubish and Ambassador Zahid Tanin for their briefings. We also thank the Secretary General for his quarterly report on the situation in Afghanistan and its implications for international peace and security. Madam President, Afghanistan is at a historic crossroad, poised as it is for its first ever democratic transition of power. We must acknowledge the leadership and statesmkarship that has been shown by President Karzai and the Afghan leadership over the past 13 years that has brought Afghanistan to this historic juncture. I cannot hide the fact that we are concerned at the present political impasse in Afghanistan surrounding the election results. We must not forget that the Afghan electorate braved threats from terrorist and extremist elements to turn out in large numbers during the first and second rounds of voting. There is no better testimony of the strong popular support that exists in Afghanistan for democracy and for preserving the valuable gains of the last 13 years. We are confident that the two leading candidates will respect this noble sentiment and the wish of the Afghan people for a peaceful, stable, and democratic country. Madam President, the political transition, which will be completed with the inauguration of the new president, will be an important milestone in Afghan history. It will not only mark the culmination of a process which is Afghan-led, Afghan-owned, and Afghan-controlled, but also a process that carried hopes and best wishes of the entire international community. Recently, our Honorable External Affairs Minister visited Kabul on the 10th of September, 2014. Her words in Kabul during the inauguration of the Flag Monument describe our relationship in a holistic manner. I quote, "India will always be Afghanistan's first strategic partner. We are committed to assisting Afghanistan in whatever way is possible within our means," unquote. Madam President, I would like to reiterate that we do not have the luxury of an exit strategy in Afghanistan. We are undeterred by the cowardly attack of May 23rd this year against the Indian consulate in Herat. That attack reflected the deep designs of forces of terrorism which want to eliminate every institution which believes in the promotion of peace and stability in Afghanistan. We stand with the Afghan people in assisting them in the path of growth and prosperity. The security situation in Afghanistan remains fragile. The Secretary General's latest report gives details of this. The report mentions that security incidents in the south, southeast, and east accounted for 65.3% of the total incidents. Therefore, these areas must be accorded greater resources and attention to ensure better security situation in the days to come. The international community must render its full support to Afghanistan to defeat the forces of terrorism which do not want peace in Afghanistan. Madam President, on the reconciliation process, we would like to reiterate that the process must remain Afghan-led, Afghan-owned, and Afghan-controlled, while respecting the agreed red lines. We would never endorse treating the government of Afghanistan on par with the elements of the erstwhile Taliban regime. Madam President, the Secretary General's report further mentions that Afghanistan's economic situation today is of grave concern. In addition, the report mentions that tackling Afghanistan's growing funding gap and ensuring that recurrent budgetary costs can be met will also be an immediate challenge for the new administration. It is reported that the prolonged electoral process, which saw senior government positions vacated, months of campaigning, and the severe uncertainty of the post-election impasse, contributed to a precipitous drop in growth, declining in investor confidence, and poor revenue performance. India stands ready to assist Afghanistan on their path of economic recovery. We must not allow our attention to get diverted from the equally important issue of economic development in Afghanistan. Regarding the role of UNAMA, we believe that UNAMA has an important role to play in supporting the activities of the new political institutions of the Afghan state. No other organization can represent in full measure the international community's concern for Afghanistan and its vision for a peaceful, sovereign, independent, and prosperous Afghanistan. But UNAMA must also focus on the important role it plays in ensuring delivery of valuable humanitarian and development assistance to Afghanistan. the mission is uniquely placed to deploy the required professional and physical resources to reach much-needed humanitarian and development assistance to the remotest corners of Afghanistan. Madam President, India's commitment in assisting the people and government of Afghanistan in consolidating the impressive gains of the last 13 years, which you've referred to, of political reconstruction remains unwavering. India shares civilizational links with Afghanistan and would stand by our Afghan brethren as they build a peaceful, pluralistic, democratic, and prosperous Afghanistan. In conclusion, we'd like to express our full support to the political, social, and economic transition that is taking place. We sincerely hope that the political impasse is over without any further delay, and the acceptance of the result by the leaders would provide a solid foundation on which a new chapter of Afghan history would be written. We would like to reiterate our unwavering commitment to the people and government of Afghanistan at this critical juncture, and I thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of India for his statement and now give the floor to the representative of Pakistan.
Madam President, I thank the Special Representative of the Secretary General on Afghanistan, Jan Kubis, for his statement. SRSG Kubis has, over the past 3 years, provided the leadership and the vision that UNAMA needed. We also appreciate his recent visits to Pakistan. Let me also thank Ambassador Zahir Thanin for his statement. Madam President, Pakistan supports peaceful and democratic transition in Afghanistan. We have pursued a policy of neutrality, stressing that the elections are an Afghan affair. You may recall we enhanced security along the border during the two rounds. Completion of the electoral process in a credible and timely manner, we hope, would bring about a stronger, more stable and unified Afghanistan. We welcome all sincere efforts aimed at promoting understanding between the two presidential candidates. Pakistan has repeatedly affirmed its commitment to work with whoever emerges as the democratic choice of the Afghan people. Madam President, Pakistan and Afghanistan agree that terrorism is a common enemy and the need to strengthen cooperation and coordination to deal with this common menace. Pakistan, as you know, is making a resolute and stern effort against terrorists and their hideouts through our military operation, Zarb-e-Azab. We expect all possible cooperation by the Afghan government to take measures to eliminate terrorist sanctuaries on their side. Regrettably, we have seen a proliferation of cross-border attacks into Pakistan over the last few months. This has been coupled with unsubstantiated allegations. Our constructive engagement, we hope, would help build trust. We also remain committed to working on the economic, trade, and energy linkages envisaged in Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's prosperous neighborhood strategy. Madam President, we agree with the Secretary General's assessment that the Afghan economy is a source of grave concern. Economic decline would have an impact on everything: reconstruction, security, refugee repatriation, and peace and stability. It is important that the international community recommits to supporting Afghanistan at the London conference later this year. Predictability and continuity are the key words. Madam President, strengthening the capacity of ANSF is essential for dealing with the security challenges pertaining to the situation post-2014. It is reassuring that the international community at the NATO summit in Wales has reaffirmed continuous engagement with Afghanistan with pledges of increased financial support to ANSF. We also believe that sustainable peace is not possible without comprehensive national reconciliation. We hope proper attention would be paid to an inclusive Afghan-led and Afghan-owned peace process. It is an essential pillar of stability that cannot be ignored indefinitely. Madam President, the Secretary General's report mentions declining rate of refugee return. We hope Afghanistan would work on creating the pull factors necessary for sustainable return of Afghan refugees. Another issue of concern for us is illicit economy. We agree with the Secretary General that it was both a symptom and a source of uncertainty. Madam President, Pakistan continues to be constructively engaged with the regional and international efforts for Afghanistan's stability and development. We appreciate the wise leadership that China is providing to the Istanbul process and look forward to the ministerial conference in Tianjin. In the end, Madam President, a peaceful and stable Afghanistan is in Pakistan's vital interest. We recommit ourselves to supporting all endeavors in the cause of peace, stability, and development of the country. I thank you very much.
Thank you. The representative of Pakistan for his statement, and give the floor to the representative of Turkey.
Madam President, I thank you for organizing this meeting. I would also like to thank Special Representative Mr. Kubish for his briefing and Ambassador Tanin for his statement. Madam President, with the crucial phase Afghanistan has reached in terms of political security and economic transformation it is undergoing, our continued support to Afghanistan is vital for a peaceful, secure, and stable Afghanistan that can effectively serve the needs of its people. It goes without saying that the international community should keep investing in positive scenarios for Afghanistan at this vital juncture. The Afghan people have demonstrated strong will, courage, and determination to move towards a peaceful, democratic, and stable Afghanistan by participating in the presidential and provincial elections enthusiastically amid security risks. It is time to honor their wish. The recent completion of the nationwide audit of ballots cast in the country's 14 June presidential elections runoff is a step in the right direction. We believe in the capacity of Afghanistan to undertake a successful political transition and believe that all stakeholders will act responsibly, exercise self-restraint, and show genuine leadership and partnership. The consequences of the failing of governance efforts will be too great for any of us to bear. We deeply regret and condemn the terrorist attacks that have taken place in Afghanistan in the reporting period, resulting in the deaths of many civilians. We believe that these heinous attacks will not derail Afghanistan's efforts towards peaceful transformation. We stand beside Afghanistan in this difficult period and reiterate our fullest support. Madam President, the Secretary General's latest report highlights that Afghanistan has continued to engage with its neighbors in the promotion of regional cooperation. As international forces are withdrawing, regional cooperation and commitment becomes increasingly vital for transforming the region into a zone of peace, stability, and prosperity. Based on this vision, the region must come together to transform common problems into mutual interests. In this context, we appreciate all bilateral and multilateral dialogue and cooperation efforts and welcome the positive momentum that has been reached in the Istanbul process, including the senior officials meeting held in Beijing on 10th July 2014. We are looking forward to the upcoming Istanbul conference in Tianjin, and we would like to thank China for their leadership in this regard. Madam President, to conclude, I would like to voice our strong support to the crucial and comprehensive role the UN and UNAMA will continue to play in supporting Afghanistan during this post-transition. I also want to voice our heartfelt appreciation to Mr. Kubish. His tireless efforts and dedication have undoubtedly brought Afghanistan one step closer to peace. We would also like to extend our support to his successor, Mr. Haysom, and wish him good luck in his endeavors. Turkey will always remain in solidarity with the Afghan people and continue to contribute to a safe, secure, and prosperous Afghanistan, as we have done for many decades. Thank you very much.
I thank the representative of Turkey for his statement and now give the floor to the representative of Japan.
Madam President, I would like to express my gratitude to you for convening today's meeting. Allow me to begin my statement by thanking Special Representative Jan Kubish on the screen for his unwavering leadership of the UNAMA. I understand that this is his last appearance at the Security Council. Thank you very much, Mr. Kubish. The mission led by him has been playing a vital role in the political process and development of Afghanistan, despite difficult circumstances on the ground. I would also like to pay tribute to Mr. John Kerry, Secretary of State of the United States. Secretary Kerry has been instrumental in facilitating an agreement on a government of national unity between the two presidential candidates, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah and Dr. Ashraf Ghani. Madam President, since the landmark Tokyo Conference of January 2002, the international community has been steadfast in its commitment to the development of Afghanistan. In the Tokyo Declaration of 2012, Afghanistan and the international community established the Tokyo Mutual Accountability Framework. This framework aims at strengthening international partnership for the sustainable development of Afghanistan throughout the transformation decade, which starts next year. Since 2001, Japan has contributed $5.4 billion toward the security and sustainable development of Afghanistan. This makes my country the second largest donor after the United States. As Japan's first special representative for Afghanistan-Pakistan, I have had the honor of taking an active part in this process. Madam President, as embodied in the Tokyo Mutual Accountability Framework, the international community's ability to sustain support for Afghanistan depends upon Afghanistan delivering on its own commitments. Long-term international support presupposes a credible and legitimate partner on the Afghan side. Hence, Japan expresses its disappointment at the recurrent delays in the electoral process. More than 5 months have already passed since the first round of presidential elections on 5th of April. Nevertheless, consultations between the two candidates have yet to lead to an agreement on the establishment of a government of national unity. Afghanistan stands at a crossroads. We do not wish to see our partnership put in jeopardy by further domestic political disarray. We thus reiterate the need for a fair, prompt, and peaceful conclusion of the electoral process. Japan urges both sides to live up to the commitments made on 12 July and 8 August by accepting the final election results and forming a government of national unity as soon as possible. A vast array of challenges awaits the new government. They include the consolidation of an inclusive political system, fighting corruption, guaranteeing the safety of its people, securing a stable budget, and achieving sustainable growth. We hope that the government of national unity, supported by broad national consensus, will tackle these challenges without delay. Madam President, at the Tokyo Conference on Afghanistan in July 2012, Japan committed to providing up to $3 billion over a five-year period starting from 2012. $2 billion have already been disbursed. Japan looks forward to the day in a not-so-distant future when it can work with a new and legitimate government of Afghanistan on its path towards achieving lasting stability and prosperity. I thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Japan for his statement. I now give the floor to His Excellency, Mr. Thomas Meyer Harding, head of the delegation of the European Union to the United Nations.
Thank you, Madam President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Montenegro, Iceland, Serbia, and Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Ukraine, the Republic of Moldova, Armenia, and Georgia align themselves with this statement. I would like to thank the Secretary General for his comprehensive report and Special Representative Kubisch for his briefing and Ambassador Tanin for his statement. With so many competing issues, it is particularly important to ensure there's a continued focus on Afghanistan and the difficult times faced by the Afghan people. Let me start by reiterating our full support for the important continuing role played by UNAMA and all UN agencies in supporting the Afghan people and in coordinating the international community's assistance. The role of the UN will be even more important in the years to come. We would like to acknowledge the role played by the UN in supervising the unprecedented audit of all the votes cast in the runoff presidential election. Both U.S. Secretary of State Kerry and Special Representative Kubisch deserve praise for their tireless efforts regarding the election process. The European Union is pleased that we were able to play our part in mobilizing the required observers to satisfy Afghans' desire for an international observation capacity. It remains important that the electoral process is completed in as transparent a way as possible. It is now urgent that both candidates put the national interest of Afghanistan first and live up to their commitments to establish a government of national unity. Madam President, the new government will face many immediate challenges. It needs to be unified and robust in tackling them head-on and in not allowing vested interests to divert its sense of purpose. Afghans have shown that they are hungry for reform, both to safeguard the process that has been made in the last 13 years and to use that platform as a basis for renewed progress. We look forward to the London Conference in November as an opportunity to reaffirm our partnership with the new government on the basis of their commitment to reform. I want to highlight three critical areas: security, economic and human development, and the rule of law and human rights. Afghans must be assured that their security will be maintained. Early signature of the bilateral security agreement between Afghanistan and the US is of key importance in this regard. This agreement is critical for a continued international presence to support Afghans in their endeavors. The role of neighboring countries is also important in ensuring that insurgents are not able to undermine hard-won gains and cause instability that could threaten peace and security in the region. Madam President, security is a necessity for the continuation of the economic and human development that has been seen in Afghanistan. Progress has been impressive in many areas, but the new government will need to take rapid action to improve confidence in the economy. Above all, it has to take quick action in order to overcome the reform backlog and to tackle the current fiscal crisis. Beyond this, the new government should prioritize the rural economy that remains the lifeblood of the vast majority of Afghans. It also needs to increase the rule of law, fostering transparency and combating corruption. The rule of law is critical to progress in many areas, none more so than human rights, in particular the rights of women and girls. Madam President, it is worth recalling that 13 years ago, women and girls were treated as second-class citizens. They were not allowed to work, not allowed to go to school. They could not leave the house except in the company of a male relative. Today, Afghans and Afghan women in particular are to be applauded for the progress that has been achieved. But there is still much to be done. In many areas, the statutory framework is no longer the problem, but consistent and routine application of the law remains an area where sustained action is needed. We believe this must be a clear priority for the new government. Madam President, in conclusion, all these challenges will require a strong commitment from both the new government and the international community. The European Union and its member states will remain steadfast partners as set out in our new comprehensive strategy for Afghanistan, which was endorsed in June this year. Finally, like others, I would like to pay tribute to Special Representative Kubisch for his tremendous contribution to a better future for all Afghans, the future they want and that they deserve. Thank you very much, Madam President.
I thank the representative of the European Union for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
I would like to thank you, Madam President, for organizing this timely meeting. I also wish to thank His Excellency Ambassador Tanin for his statement. I should also like to thank Mr. Jan Kubish, Special Representative of the Secretary General for Afghanistan, for his report and briefing on key political and security developments and on regional and international events in Afghanistan. We continue to support him and his team in the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan for their outstanding services. Afghanistan and its neighbors will remember the services Mr. Kubish has rendered for Afghanistan for a better life in Afghanistan. UNAMA is playing a very crucial role at this critical moment of political transition in Afghanistan and definitely needs further support from the international community in order to enhance peace, security, and stability in the country and promote sustainable socio-economic development in Afghanistan. Islamic Republic of Iran is indeed very eager to see a peaceful and prosperous Afghanistan as its neighbor. We are ready to do all in our power to this end, since security in Afghanistan directly and indirectly affects security in the region, including my country. We commend Afghan people for their broad-based participation in the presidential elections, despite the threat by extremist and terrorist groups, and hope that the stalemate in the election process could be overcome soon. The prolonged and contested electoral process needs to exacerbate economic uncertainty, tends to exacerbate economic uncertainty and encourages the extremist groups, terrorists, and their associated networks to take advantage of the protracted political and the crisis, and indefinitely they increase their activities. We urge both presidential candidates, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah and Dr. Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, to conclude their negotiations on the formation of a government of national unity and thus pave the way for a stable political transition, consistent with the Afghan-led and Afghan-owned reconciliation process, and to reach a political settlement in the country as soon as possible. During the most recent visit of Mr. Jan Kubish to Iran in August 2014, we emphasized that the establishment of a government of national unity is a matter of urgency and priority for Afghanistan and the region. The continuing engagement between Afghanistan and its neighbors and regional partners in the areas of trade, economic exchanges, and developmental projects must be further supported and strengthened. We firmly believe that more economic ties will reinforce the stability in Afghanistan and its surroundings. We continue to expand our bilateral cooperation, particularly on security matters, counter-narcotic efforts, developing projects, and economic cooperation in the fields of infrastructures and agriculture, as well as durable solution for Afghan refugees. The recent visit of Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister for Asia and Pacific and his meetings with President Karzai and other Afghan officials was set to develop and strengthen bilateral relations in all fields. The international support for the Triangular Initiative on Cooperation on Countering Narcotics among Afghanistan, Iran, and Pakistan is essential not only to strengthen the security and stability of Afghanistan, but also to alleviating the serious concerns of neighboring states and transit and destination countries of drug trafficking. In conclusion, Madam President, the Islamic Republic of Iran once again reiterates its continued support for the promotion of security, stability, and comprehensive and sustainable development in Afghanistan. Thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran for his statement, and I give the floor to the representative of Germany.
Thank you, Madam President. Let me thank the Secretary General for his comprehensive report, and I would also like to express our deep gratitude to the Secretary General's Special Representative, Mr. Jan Kubisch, for his tireless efforts during the past years, and particularly for the constructive role he most recently played during the election process. We welcome the appointment of Nicholas Haysom as the new Special Representative and look forward to continuing our close cooperation with him in his new capacity. I also appreciate Ambassador Tanin's presence in this Council today. My government aligns itself with a statement delivered by the European Union earlier in this debate. Madam President, it is now more than 3 months that the Afghan people have cast their votes in the presidential elections in June 2014. The Afghans, men and most encouragingly, millions of women, have shown tremendous courage in making use of their constitutional right to actively participate in these elections, defying the Taliban threats to attack the process. A most comprehensive audit process, to which Germany contributed substantially, has been undertaken. We are also very grateful for the role the United Nations assumed in this process. Dr. Rani and Dr. Abdullah agreed on establishing a unity government. It is now time to deliver on their commitments. As Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier recently underlined during his visit to Afghanistan, both candidates must embrace their responsibility for the future of Afghanistan. Only a united Afghanistan will be able to overcome the many challenges lying ahead. I would like to mention 4 important points, also with a view to UNAMA's role in supporting Afghanistan in tackling these manifold challenges. First, the impact of the current electoral conflict is far-reaching. Afghanistan is showing symptoms of a veritable state crisis. Even if the candidates agree on a government of unity, cooperation will be an immense challenge after the difficult process of the last months. It will take hard work to restore the confidence of the Afghan people in the political elite and public institutions. Second, necessary economic and political reforms were put on hold while the election was being audited. This exacerbated the current economic and fiscal crisis even more. Therefore, the new government urgently needs to tackle the reform backlog. Third, a new government is the precondition for the full implementation of the civilian and military commitments of the international community. As long as there is no new government, the envisaged NATO post-ISAF mission Resolute Support cannot be put into force. In our opinion, it is also crucial that the new mission is founded on a sound legal basis and should ideally be supported by a UN Security Council resolution. Fourth, Once there is a new legitimate government, the international community should continue to support Afghanistan's reconstruction and development. With the shift of responsibilities in Afghanistan and the immense challenges lying ahead, UN commitment will become even more important. It is indispensable that UNAMA has a comprehensive mandate and works on a financially sound basis to be able to support Afghanistan in the aforementioned areas. It is also important that UNAMA not only be present in Kabul, but also continue to work throughout the country. Let me finish by saying that Germany stands ready to continue its support for Afghanistan. We very much hope that the new government will work towards uniting the country and building a stable political environment for a peaceful, secure, and prosperous Afghanistan. Thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Germany for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Spain.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. El Consejo de Seguridad se reúne nuevamente para debatir la situación en Afganistán. Es un escenario ligeramente distinto al que debatimos hace 3 meses y lo hemos podido comprobar por la presentación que ha hecho el representante especial del secretario general. España es un país amigo de Afganistán. La población y el gobierno de mi país lo han demostrado durante todos estos años. España ha respondido a lo largo de estos 12 años con actuaciones concretas a las peticiones de los afganos. Estamos con Afganistán y seguiremos estando con Afganistán. Mi delegación suscribe plenamente la intervención de la delegación de la Unión Europea, pero quisiera hacer algunas consideraciones adicionales sobre varias cuestiones. En primer lugar, sobre las elecciones. En segundo lugar, aspectos de seguridad, la economía y la dimensión regional e internacional. En cuanto a las elecciones, afganos y afganas hicieron gala de un gran coraje los pasados días 5 de abril y 14 de junio. Estamos en un momento crucial y es evidente que debemos consolidar el proceso político. Solo un liderazgo renovado y fortalecido podrá abrigar un futuro esperanzador para el pueblo de Afganistán y los afganos. En cuanto a la situación de seguridad, notamos con preocupación los datos que ha reflejado el secretario general en su informe y, en particular, el alza de un 24% de las víctimas civiles. Y aprovecho la ocasión para transmitir al embajador Tanin nuestro pésame por el atentado perpetrado por los talibán hace 2 días en el centro de Kabul. En cuanto a la situación económica, nos preocupa el deterioro registrado en el comportamiento de la economía afgana. Quizás va de la mano del deterioro de la situación de seguridad, pero confiamos plenamente en que la conferencia ministerial que se va a celebrar en Tokio traiga a buen puerto la situación económica afgana. Consideramos, por último, que los esfuerzos regionales son absolutamente fundamentales. Hay grandes expectativas y España considera que hay un futuro esperanzador en la conferencia ministerial que se va a celebrar en Tianjin, en la República Popular de China. Para concluir, señora presidenta, reitero una vez más el apoyo al Gobierno y al pueblo de Afganistán a través del embajador Tanin aquí presente. Y para finalizar, quería agradecer muy sinceramente en nombre de la delegación española los esfuerzos y la gran tarea realizada por el señor Jan Kubis en todos estos años al frente de la UNAMA. Muchísimas gracias.
I thank the representative of Spain for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Italy.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I would like to thank the Secretary General for his comprehensive report and Special Representative Jan Kubis for his briefing. Italy fully aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and would like to add a few remarks in a national capacity. The uncertainty of the result after the Afghani election and the continued absence of a new president in the framework of the last phase of the transition process, a very delicate juncture for Afghanistan, are a source of grave concern for the future of the country. This is why it is crucial for the electoral process to reach a positive outcome in the short term, an outcome that is accepted and trusted by the majority of the Afghani peoples. The search for the necessary dialogue between the parties should be driven by the high interest of the country. It is thus our strong hope that the effort undertaken by the international community, and particularly by the United States and the Special Representative Kubis, whom we support fully, will be crowned by success. To achieve this goal, all the stakeholders must show great moderation and a sense of responsibility, avoiding divisive initiatives that might undermine an agreement. Madam President, we expect the commitment of the 2 presidential candidates, reiterating the message addressed to the NATO heads of state and government at the Celtic Minor Summit, to become concrete as quickly as possible, so as to create a solid foundation for the socio-economic development, pacification, and stabilization of the Afghanistan. Today, it is more urgent than ever that the electoral process be finalized through the installation of a new president and a new government. This will also reward the widespread action and commitment of the Afghan National Security Force to guarantee to the Afghani peoples the right to express their wishes at the ballot box and to limit the insurgents' attempts at destabilization. The insurgents continues to be a dangerous force, as demonstrated by the fresh wave of terrorist acts in recent months and weeks. This is why Italy, together with its partner, has confirmed the commitment it made in Chicago 2 years ago, reaffirmed most recently at the Celtic NATO Head of State Government Summit, to support the NSF in the transition and the post-ISAF phase. At the same time, however, Afghanistan should implement transparency and accountability criteria in the management of resources allocated to it. The prompt signature of the bilateral security agreement between Afghanistan and the United States and of the status of force agreement with NATO is imperative if the resolute support mission is to start. The purpose of this agreement is to provide the necessary legal framework for the presence of international troops in the country. Madam President, my country reiterates its wish to carry on in its more than decade-long commitment to foster the development and stabilization of Afghanistan, in coordination with the broader action of the international community. The conditions for this to happen are based, consistent with the legacy of Tokyo Framework, on concrete, measurable progress by the Afghan parties in the field of human rights, particularly women, and of democratic principle, the fight against corruption and drug trafficking, administrative and economic governance. In this area, thanks also to the ISAF mission, Afghanistan has made a giant step forward. Though much remains to be done. I thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Italy for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Slovakia.
Thank you, Madam President. Special Representative Kubic, thank you for your comprehensive briefing today. Let me align myself with the statement delivered earlier by the European Union, but also let me make some statements and points in the national capacity. Madam President, these are really historic times for Afghanistan. We all have been closely watching the key events of the past few months. Further development of any country cannot be achieved in the politically unstable environment. We call upon the Afghan political leaders to engage in the mutual dialogue and to uphold declared commitments. Only a leader with stable mandate and internal political support will be suited to address the remaining challenges the country is facing. The acceptance of the election results, fulfillment of commitments, and formation of the government of national unity are the means of setting the country on the right track. Inclusive political concept reflecting the diversity of the Afghan population is crucial. We therefore welcome the candidate's joint statement addressed to NATO summit, pledging to form a national unity government. Political stability and economic prosperity are inseparably linked. Economic situation sensitively copies while investors carefully observe any political mistrust. Despite continuing challenges that require an immediate attention of a new government, we have a faith that steps needed to promote licit economy and achieve transparent and balanced budget will be taken in a timely manner. The parameters of the post-2014 international security support should be agreed on as soon as possible, especially in the light of the current events and ISAF mandate coming to the end. The extremist groups never refrain from taking advantage of any political crisis. We commend the work undertaken by the Afghan National Security Forces in the current challenging circumstances. It will be crucial to find a focus on developing their quality, loyalty and professionalism. Slovak Republic is determined to further participate in this process, be it through training of the national of Afghan national security forces or direct financial help. Apart from engagement in the international community in the areas of peace and security, comprehensive development assistance remains vital for the country's stability. International assistance should be multifaceted, long-term and tailor-made. It should encompass humanitarian aid, investments in institutional and economic development and rule of law. Internationally targeted projects aligned with the priorities of the Afghan government can improve the daily lives of Afghan people. For Slovakia, Afghanistan remains among top three priority program countries of Slovak official development assistance. The target areas of our assistance for the upcoming years are threefold: improvement of education, modernization of the agricultural sector, and building capacities in the area of security sector reform. However, the lasting success will be difficult without Afghan neighbors actively engaging in regional cooperation. The common interplay between Afghan stability and regional security is obvious. Stable Afghanistan is a precondition for secure region. Durably constructive engagement of the regional partners is a precondition for stable Afghanistan. The pivotal role of the United Nations remains essential, and we encourage the Afghan political leaders to profit from the growth potential that lies within the effective cooperation with the UN. Nevertheless, the outside support itself cannot guarantee the progress and democratic transition of the country. The ultimate responsibility towards the citizens rests upon the state leaders. In the recent months, the Afghan people demonstrated an extraordinary amount of bravery when, despite the threats and attacks of extremist groups, they casted their votes. In the current scenario of political uncertainty, let us not forget about all the tremendous progress the country has achieved in its democratic transition. Stretching from assumption of the security responsibility to taking steps towards gender equality. These important victories represent the base our future efforts can be built upon. Let me conclude, Madam President, by expressing our sincere gratitude to the Secretary General and his special representative, Mr. Kubish, for their dedication and leadership. I compliment the action of the UN undertook in supervising the unprecedented election audit. I also wish to thank the team of the mission for their professional work in uneasy conditions and reiterate the full support of my country to the irreplaceable role of UNAMA. I thank you, Madam President.
I thank the representative of Slovakia for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Poland.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Well, I would like to thank the United States for convening this debate on the situation in Afghanistan, and I'm glad that Poland can contribute to this important discussion. Well, Poland aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union and would like to offer a couple of additional remarks. And the first one is quite sad. Just 2 days ago, the 44th Polish soldier died in Afghanistan since the beginning of our engagement in the ISAF mission. Platoon leader Rafał Celebucki was killed in a suicide attack on the street of Kabul together with two American soldiers. He left behind wife and two young children. We pay tribute to his memory, serving as a symbol of the sacrifice of many Polish families who send their sons and daughters to help rebuild a stable, safe, and prosperous Afghanistan. The government of Poland reiterates its determination to combat all forms of terrorism and strongly condemns all acts of terror, especially directed against those who work towards the country's stability and security. Recalling Security Council Resolution 2145 and previous resolutions on Afghanistan, we want to reaffirm our strong commitment to sovereignty, independence, territorial integrity, and national unity of Afghanistan. Our debate today is the best opportunity to underline the role that the United Nations play in the process of stabilization and reconstruction in Afghanistan. The coordinating role of UNAMA and activities undertaken by the Special Representative, Mr. Jan Kubish, enjoy our full support and respect. And I would like to join all colleagues with congratulations and word of thanks for great work you perform in Afghanistan. Poland welcomes the recent NATO summit conclusions on Afghanistan, and we hope that the decision made by member states will help this country to achieve security and prosperity. We also reaffirm our continued support for the government and people of Afghanistan as they rebuild their country and strengthen the foundation of democracy. For the first time in the Afghan electoral process, the independent observers could be present for the audit of every single ballot box utilized in the presidential runoff. We believe that compromise solution proposed by the Secretary of State John Kerry is a step in the right direction and hope that both candidates will honor their pledges. Poland would like to underline the role of professional international observers from the European Union Election Assessment Team, various non-governmental organizations, and 17 diplomatic missions in Afghanistan who participate in the process. We are convinced that the election process should not be further delayed, especially taking into account that the audit process has been concluded. Prolonging the debate on the division of power is harmful for the stability of Afghanistan. We encourage all sides to accept the results of the audit and start cooperating fully with the newly elected authorities. It is especially important in the light of the deteriorating security situation, not only in southern and eastern parts of the country, but also, for example, in the Ghor province in the west, Logar province in the central Afghanistan, Kunduz province in the north, not to mention Kabul when this tragic terrorist attack took place just 2 days ago. Poland is worried about the budgetary stability of Afghanistan. There is a growing funding gap, which would become an immediate challenge for the new administration. We hope that the Afghan government can resolve this problem as soon as possible and act decisively to avoid such issues in the future. Poland's involvement in Afghanistan results from our sense of responsibility for the situation in that country. Since 2001, we have been active participant in various international mechanisms and regional cooperation initiatives supporting the reconstruction of Afghanistan, mainly in the framework of the Istanbul process. Strengthening of regional cooperation is the best way to tackle problems of trans-border nature, such as terrorism, drug trafficking, or natural disasters. Polish Provincial Reconstruction Team Gazni executed almost 200 projects, spending over $26 million to help building roads, water and sanitary installation, bridges, schools, power plants, and other infrastructure projects. Let me also add that Joint Force Training Center in Bydgoszcz, Poland, trained over 1,000 soldiers and police officers from Afghan National Security Forces. Afghanistan is the second biggest recipient of Polish development aid. To conclude, Madam President, Poland is ready to support Afghan security forces in 2015 and beyond. We will focus on helping Afghan police force through the Law and Order Trust Fund for Afghanistan. We are ready to take part in the Resolute Support mission, and therefore we urge Afghan government to sign a security defense cooperation agreement and NATO status of force agreement. Thank you very much.
Thank the representative of Poland for his statement, and now give the floor to the representative of Canada.
Merci beaucoup, Madame la Présidente, et permettez-moi de vous remercier pour l'opportunité de prendre la parole. Et j'aimerais aussi saluer et remercier le représentant spécial Kubish et son équipe en Afghanistan pour tous leurs efforts dans les derniers mois. Madam President, the past few months have shown the strength of the commitment of the Afghan people and the international community towards the democratic process in Afghanistan. This has not been an easy road. We were initially buoyed by the excellent turnout of Afghan men and women in the April 2014 presidential election and runoff vote in June, in spite of threats of disruption, and then were disappointed and concerned by the allegations of fraud, which threatened to undermine confidence in the democratic process. While there are still issues to be resolved, we recognize our unified and unprecedented effort in the election audit observation process supporting this historic event. This effort has been remarkable, both in scale and in the level of resources applied. Canadian election observers join hundreds of colleagues from the international community to work with Afghan counterparts on a full-scale audit of the election. We are proud of the cooperation of the international community and the Afghan people in this historical undertaking, and we especially commend the UN's coordination of this complex and very challenging task. Madame la Présidente, nous demandons instamment aux différents partis en Afghanistan, quel que soit leur camp, de mettre de côté leurs divergences et de se concentrer sur ce qui les unit, construire un avenir plus sûr et prospère au bénéfice de tous les Afghans. Nous restons déterminés à aider le peuple afghan dans la poursuite de ses efforts. Comme l'ont reconnu le dirigeant de l'OTAN, plus tôt que ce mois-ci, malgré les difficultés qui subsistent, les forces de sécurité nationale afghanes, le FSNA, ont montré leur efficacité, gagnant ainsi le respect et la confiance du peuple afghan dans la lutte contre les insurges. D'ici à la fin de 2014, le FSNA sera entièrement responsable de la sécurité en Afghanistan, ce qui illustre le progrès réel et tangible réalisé grâce aux efforts communs déployés dans le cadre de la mission de la Force internationale d'assistance de la sécurité. La communauté internationale a aidé à former plus de 335 000 membres de la FSNA. C'est une réalisation extraordinaire. Comme la mission de FIAS se terminera à la fin de cette année, il est plus important que jamais d'assurer que le FSNA ait la formation et le matériel nécessaire pour protéger et sécuriser l'Afghanistan. Même après le départ de FIAS, Madame la Présidente, la communauté internationale continuera d'apporter son soutien à l'Afghanistan, notamment par sa contribution collective à la viabilité financière des FSNA de 2015 à 2017. Pour cela, nous prions instamment le gouvernement de l'Afghanistan de signer l'accord bilatéral sur la sécurité États-Unis-Afghanistan et de conclure la convention sur le statut de force OTAN-Afghanistan dès que possible. Ces ententes s'avèrent essentielles pour permettre à la communauté internationale de planifier la prochaine phase de l'aide militaire et assurer le strict respect des mesures et des responsabilisations et de transparence en vue de maintien du financement international au profit de FSNA. Madam President, Canada remains committed to supporting the ANSF, including the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police, to strengthen its capacity to respond to threats and provide security for the Afghan people. We will therefore contribute $330 million over the 3 years to the NATO fund for the ANSF starting in 2015, subject to overall conditionality of transparency, accountability, and cost effectiveness. This will help ensure lasting results for the hard-won progress that Canadians have made in Afghanistan. And we welcome the international community donors' renewal of their financial commitments to support the government of Afghanistan in sustaining a sufficient and capable ANSF. Our funding builds on the legacy of Canada's substantial efforts to promote the rule of law and develop capable professional security forces in whom Afghans can take pride. More than 40,000 members of the Canadian Armed Forces have served in Afghanistan over the last 12 years. And in the Afghan province of Kandahar, Canadians trained and mentored the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police. Canada provided up to 950 military personnel at the time in the NATO training mission Afghanistan to help train the ANSF, and our civilian police trained and mentored approximately 23,000 effectives of the ANP over the last 11 years. Afghanistan's new leadership will face a number of urgent issues. Leaders will need to move quickly to address the range of economic challenges facing the country, particularly given the significant impact of recent events, such as the electoral uncertainty on the business and financial investment confidence in the country. GDP growth has slowed considerably due to reduced economic activity and will likely decline further with the expected reduction in international aid and spending after 2014, thereby putting further pressure on government finances. We hope to see the government turn its efforts to improvements that will encourage economic growth and investment, including through the development of its extractive sector. And we also need to see robust efforts by the Afghan government to increase accountability and transparency across all ministries. Madame la Présidente, le Canada continuera d'aider les Afghans à faire de l'Afghanistan un pays viable qui soit mieux gouverné, plus stable et plus sûr, notamment en investissant dans les domaines suivants. L'avenir des enfants et des jeunes par des programmes dans le secteur de l'éducation et de la santé, y compris la santé des mères, des nouveau-nés et des enfants. La promotion de la sécurité, de la primauté du droit et des droits de la personne par un soutien de la formation au FSNA. La promotion de la participation civile et politique des femmes et leur autonomisation économique. La promotion de la diplomatie régionale et l'aide humanitaire. Par ailleurs, l'aide au développement de 227 millions de dollars que le Canada prévoit d'apporter entre 2014 et 2017, comme il s'est engagé en 2012 à Tokyo, est conditionnelle à la réalisation des réformes essentielles par le nouveau gouvernement afghan. Le Canada encourage les nouveaux dirigeants à redoubler d'efforts pour s'acquitter de leurs engagements au titre du cadre de responsabilité mutuelle de Tokyo. Les Afghans ont le droit de décider leur avenir, un avenir sans seigneur de la guerre et sans ingérence régionale aux dépens de la stabilité. Enfin, un avenir où la corruption endémique sera éliminée et de tous les aspects de la vie nationale. Madam President, it is clear that with the range of challenges ahead, the resolve and commitment of the government must be strong. The strength of Afghanistan lies in its people, those who support and strive for a safer, more secure, and prosperous future in the country where all their views are represented and all their voices are heard. This includes Afghanistan's women, who are a vibrant, vital, and equal part of Afghan society. And we call on Afghanistan's new leadership to truly respect its citizens, particularly through promoting and protecting the rights of women and girls. We call upon the new government to work actively towards increasing the participation of women in Afghanistan's government institutions at all levels, in accordance with its commitment to UNSCR 1325. And we also call on the government to meet its international commitments by supporting the passage and implementation of the Elimination of Violence Against Women law to ensure the protection of Afghan women and girls from all forms of violence and abuse, and children from early and forced marriage. Madam President,
Canada will continue to stand with the Afghan people as they strive for a more safe, secure, and prosperous future for their country. This decade of transformation will see both changes and challenges for Afghanistan, its partners, and the larger region. We remain steadfast in our commitment to Afghanistan, and Canada calls on Afghanistan's leaders to work for and with all Afghans to improve security, bolster democracy, increase transparency, and protect the human rights of all within its borders. I thank you, Madam President. Merci beaucoup, Madame Présidente.
I thank the representative of Canada for his statement. There are no more names inscribed on the list of speakers. The Security Council has thus concluded the present stage of its consideration of the item on its agenda. The meeting is adjourned.